Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Taryn Manning, and you're listening to Below the Belt with Al and Chachi. How are you?
Any insight, any advice you could give Kristen on being Paris Hilton's best friend? Because she's on the show.
You know, I know how that works, so you already know sort of what happened. But I can pretend to give you advice.
Sure.
I love Paris. She's cool. As long as, you know, you just can't really, like, bug her, but just sort of just, like, you know, get into her whole groove and maybe smoke a lot of weed. And
nice!
Yeah, I heard about that, too.
She does love her weed.
Yeah, we were hanging with Snoop, so I could kind of tell how that party rolls. So.
Yeah, Snoop likes to smoke a lot of weed, too.
Really?
That's a big shocker.
The Below the Belt show is closed caption for the hearing impaired. It is now time for the Bad Boys of Baltimore. Pimps up. Goes down.
Oh, I got a live one here.
Don't say that! Never say that! Goonies never say die!
Wax on, wax off.
They're here.
Yeah, that's right, guys. It's time for another episode of BTB, Below the Belt Show in the Mother Effin' House. I'm your host, Al Soto, a.k.a. Celebrity Soto, your host with the most in D.C. And we welcome another amazing show. Let's start off with, that's right, he is the man with the calming presence. The man that gets all the frickin' goddamn fan mail. He is the one and the only Mike the General Zod.
I will always be the oral equivalent of lithium.
Wow.
What can I say?
Well, that kind of sounds sexy when you said it.
Whoa.
I was like the way you said it, the oil equivalent. Like, wow.
I got my
use
moments.
That the next time I come on to somebody.
Well, I typically don't want to think about the general and oral in the same sentence. But
I actually said oral, A-U-R-A-L.
Oh, thank you. Thank
but that's
you,
okay. It works both ways.
It works both ways.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's go ahead and introduce you the voice you've already heard, guys. That's right. He is a member of the SWAT team. He is actor extraordinaire, and he'll tell you what SWAT means. He is Lion Beckwith.
What's up, people? How y'all feeling? I'm back again this week.
The Cal Drogo of the DMV.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Okay.
You know? So, right. And anybody try to get hit dragon style, let me know.
Okay. And we welcome back to Below the Belt Show. We're so happy to have her back. She is the birthday girl tonight. She is cosplayer extraordinaire Becky Taka.
Crickets. So your last name is actually Zod.
It is not, but Zod is
Shit.
Part of it.
I was trying to figure the whole general thing out.
Zod is part of my last name. I'll
okay.
say that.
There you okay, go. I get it. I get it now.
Happy birthday, Becky Taka. So
thank you.
Out of all the awesome things you could be doing on your birthday, we're happy that you're in studio, which I'm like, well, can you come on your birthday? You're like, sure. I'm like, okay, all right.
What the hell else am I doing?
Everybody hopes to come on their birthday.
What's that?
Everybody hopes to come on their birthday.
Oh, snap. So we'd like to,
Why
of course.
You think I'm leaving early.
Good job.
We'd like to extend some birthday treats for Miss Becky Hawk.
Thank you.
And you know, every day is someone's birthday.
To the gray cupcake.
You think the gray
cupcake?
Yeah,
I'm gonna have the gray.
Yeah, I told that was German butter.
I'm all
about it. Right on. Well, Becky Taka, we always like to throw in an additional gift
to the
birthday people on Below the Belt Show for being so great to us.
Aw, thanks,
I think this
dude.
Is your fourth show with us, right?
It might be fifth. I think I've been here with Megan twice.
Okay.
Look at that.
Oh, I don't have this one yet.
And just
Thank
to let you know, I totally didn't contribute.
It's the thought that counts.
Tell the listeners what it is.
Oh, so it's the Harley Quinn DC Universe Rebirth number one, which I do not have.
Oh, yes. Wow. What are the odds that I picked something that you didn't
have?
Yeah,
because I picked out a whole bunch of them before I went to Dragon Con this year to read in the car, which I didn't read.
There you go. Happy
birthday.
But
this is got the cover by Amanda Connor, who's my super biff, but she just doesn't know it.
And for our listeners, if you didn't know, Becky is dressed as Harley Quinn. Well,
bastardization of Harley.
Right, you're the
pajama
about to go to bed. Bedtime. Yeah.
Bedtime
Harley.
Bedtime Harley.
Yeah, it's the more like
but
cutesy
not the sexy kind.
Yeah, it's the more cutesy animated series Harley Quinn than the.
Well, I don't know. Did you see the Mad Love episode where she's running around the red negligee with nothing underneath it? Because that was in the animated series as well.
Is that what you're wearing next time?
That one's just saved for special occasions.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, that means you're putting it on tonight then, right?
It is her birthday. Right. Birthday is special occasion. Well, we're glad you're here, Becky Taka.
Thank you.
To give your opinion on the world of entertainment. So much going on.
Oh, I have so many opinions.
So much going on. But before we get into everything on the other side of Hollywood, myself and Lion had a good time doing some auditions.
L.A., baby.
Oh, we talked about L.A.,
We didn't talk about L.A.
Actually, you haven't called in since we've been in L.A., but we went to Danny Trejo's Tacos.
It was actually really good. I suggested anybody go out to L.A., you got to stop past Danny Trejo's Tacos. It was awesome, especially the fried chicken.
The fried chicken taco. Now, this is not your traditional chicken taco. It's fried. It's breaded. But instead of a tortilla, they use
did you have
lettuce.
To use the accent when you did that?
Tortilla.
He's practicing.
Hey, tortilla.
Tortilla. But yeah, they used the lettuce, right? It was like a lettuce really wrap good. Of taco.
So it's like a Korean style taco then?
Yeah, well,
you know.
Or low budget taco, whichever one you want to put it
with. I wouldn't call that low budget, man.
Just one piece of lettuce. And
I mean, you figured, all right, so there's already carbs in the coating of the chicken, so they had to forego the bread or the tortilla to make too much. Who knows what they were thinking, but it was good.
I mean, I'm a huge fan of Danny's, and whatever you got to do to make ends meet, buddy, go ahead. You do that. I'm proud of you.
It's just a passion project, maybe. I don't think he needs it. He's got all that machete money.
He does got well. He's you know how many movies he's been. He's been over in 200 films.
Wow.
Yeah, that guy. He works hard. He's
and he
in
says,
a lot
and he's
of
a
stuff.
Great guy.
And he doesn't say no to any project. He says yes, as long as you meet his price. He doesn't care about how bad the script is. He'll take any project.
But what's the worst thing he's been in?
I actually have a story.
A lot of
low budget
movies. Yeah, you
so
got
my,
a story
my
about
friend,
Trejo.
Camille, her last name is Trejo. She finally got to meet him, and like according to him, they're cousins now. So he was like, you know, anybody fuck with you? Like, they fuck with me.
Anybody
I was like, oh,
you,
shit.
Like,
so.
Yeah, he's been to prison. So, he can fuck some people
But just
up.
Because their last names were the same, he's like, you're my cousin. Like, he was like dead set on that. Like,
I love it.
Well, let's clear something up. Just because you've been to prison, that don't mean that you can fuck people up. but I get in your mind where you're going. But he was actually a boxing champion. In prison, though. That's actually how his career got started. Because when he got out of prison, he was hired to train a actor for boxing and for one of the scenes. And they liked his look so much, they were like, well, you know what? Why don't we just use this guy in a scene? And it started from there. So, yeah.
Okay.
I actually do my research on him because I'm kind of following his path as far as being
that's
a bad
up,
guy.
Man.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. What else did we do in L.A.? We went to Hollywood Walk of Fame. You did a Facebook Live video.
We went to get on American Idol.
No, you did.
No, we saw the auditions taking
Who's
place.
The singer?
Did you actually go in an audition?
No, I asked him if it was possible I can play my skin flute. And
that's something you're an expert at.
I am so good at that. You have no idea.
Someone's cracking up in studio. Why don't you introduce your friend?
My friend in the house, all the way from Philly, the champs, the world champs, Super
Let's
Bowl
go
champs.
What a good segue.
The Eagles, my friend, all the way from Philly, Shantae.
Hello, everyone.
Shantae.
Glad to be here.
So you must be stoked. Ecstatic, excited that the Eagles are the Super Bowl champions.
Excited,
yes,
but, you know, I will have to say I am a Ravens fan.
Okay, you're.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you're from Philly, but you are a Ravens fan.
I definitely
okay,
am a Ravens
okay.
Fan.
That's okay. That's okay. Well, you know, we as Ravens fans, I think in general you're also a Ravens fan. We have to cheer on, I guess.
Birds of a feather
yep.
stick
together. Yeah, birds exactly. of a feather. Right, right. Yes. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the Ravens are no longer in contention for, you know, after. You know, we lost.
Why you gotta bring right, up old stuff, Al?
That's old stuff. But
why you gotta bring
but,
up
no,
old stuff?
No, no, I'm just justifying the reason why we can, you know,
be a
fan
we
of the
go
Eagles.
From, we
know.
Can go from the
y'all
Raven
talk
to
about
an Eagle.
Sports. I'm gonna sit over here and eat a cupcake.
You do that. Yeah, here we go.
Well, we're just gonna talk about the Super Bowl real quick, just for a minute, guys. So this
great
is a,
game.
So this a phenomenal game.
Great game.
Even did Becky Taka watch the Super Bowl at least?
That's our answer.
That cupcake, I dropped it. Can I get a fuck no? No, I
for the
I
commercials,
watched,
for the awesome trailers at least.
I watched the Puppy Bowl.
Oh, okay. The
and
Puppy
I
Bowl,
watched
okay.
JT apparently
yes.
anger the entire Prince-loving community.
Yeah. Oh,
and,
well, I don't know how that's possible, but I don't see it.
I watched
yeah.
that part, and then we played One Piece Pirate Warriors.
Okay.
In between the Puppy Bowl, and then we turn it on in the last like minute, and we're like, "Oh, Eagles won. Okay, good night." that was my Super Bowl experience.
But I'll tell you, the game was very competitive.
Yeah, the commercials
exciting.
A lot of trick plays, which was a little surprising.
A little trick plays
that make it fun though, right? That made it much more interesting.
Yeah,
and they actually that's pretty much how they won the Eagles with that one mm-hmm. that last trick play. Yeah, they passed it off, and then the running back threw it to the quarterback.
Yeah,
right?
Threw it to Foles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which Brady
and
messed
and
up.
They tried to do, and the Patriots tried to do it
and messed
yeah.
it up.
Yeah,
yeah.
So but Foles.
Oh,
is actually,
I did watch Brady have a little hissy fit though, and that was kind of fun.
When yeah. does Brady not have a hissy
yes.
fit? Are you kidding me?
He's the probably the biggest sore loser
oh.
in sports.
Oh,
probably.
The biggest bitch, right?
He really is. I mean, he's just I don't know. I mean,
he's a big bitch, right?
Well, he's spoiled. I mean, he's
nah, you can say it. He's a big.
He's spoiled. He has
hey, Brady
five.
Bitch.
He's
Brady
got
bitch.
five Super Bowl.
Yeah,
wins.
He's got five Super Bowl rings.
Right,
yeah.
And it's not just the Patriots. He's
Brady's
been
a bitch.
All
big,
the Patriots.
Bitch. The biggest bitch in the whole wide world.
Big bitch.
Oh wait, that's hold on.
It's,
is that
yep.
South Park?
From South Park.
Yeah, yeah. South Park. Mm-hmm. Yes. So we actually saw the Patriots actually come back in the fourth quarter a little bit, but then now the Eagles scored some very decisive touchdowns. Tackle field goal and 41-33 guys.
Let's
so,
get this straight
phenomenal.
Though. As much as I can't stand Brady or his wife, because she's a bitch too, I can't stand them. You cannot take away from Brady's talent. He is a super.
He's the greatest of all time.
He's, he's not somebody.
I'm not
that
so sure
you
can say
on.
Greatest of all time, but he,
well, okay,
well,
the greatest.
I don't know his stats. His stats.
So
are,
okay, so
are
he
like,
has the distinction of the most passing yards ever in a Super Bowl game in any postseason game.
Okay, that's a good point. That's fair.
So that's setting a record right there.
He set a couple records.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but my bottom line is that even to the very end, I wasn't counting him out. Like, again.
Well, yeah, you
totally,
remember last year.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Case in point. Right. Mm-hmm. Did you guys notice that extra 5 seconds they put on the time clock?
Oh.
Did y'all catch that? Brady yeah, Brady turned to the sidelines and did a signal, and an extra 5 seconds was put on the play, the time clock. That, y'all didn't catch that? Y'all got to look that up. It's
I must have missed that.
I don't remember that.
I don't recall catching that one either.
That really happened. I was like, wow. No, look it up. I'm telling you. I guarantee you it's on YouTube and everything.
So
that really happened.
What do you know about Nick Foles? Because I know that he was not the starting quarterback. Was it?
No, Wentz is the starting quarterback.
Carson Wentz. But why? I don't recall someone who's not a starting quarterback win a Super Bowl championship. Has that
well,
happened
that
before?
Actually did happen.
It has
with,
happened.
The Giants.
The Giants. What was his name? Hostetler?
Okay.
I
mean, that's amazing. That's a testament to how damn good they have their backup quarterback is.
That whole thing, they mirrored each other. The Giants from when they won and the Eagles. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, but
that's amazing. They won a Super Bowl with their backup quarterback.
Yeah, it happens.
And actually, you mentioned Carson Wentz. He actually got engaged following the Super Bowl win.
Yep. So he said him and his wife now have rings.
There you go. So Hollywood was all over the Super Bowl, as it is part of pop culture. Bradley Cooper, huge Eagles fan. As you know, he's from Philadelphia. Him and his wife were there. J-Lo and Alex Rodriguez are in the house.
Can I interject something real
quick? Tiffany Haddish.
Do you know that only 16% of the United States wanted the Patriots to win? Only 16%.
That's actually kind of believable.
Isn't that sad?
I think everybody loves a good underdog victory.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know? I mean, and then you're tied in with Stallone, Rocky, and then that's not –
And they're five-time champs.
We can't forget the kid with cancer. Do y'all know about that story? Mm-hmm. The kid with cancer that died that gave Wentz the bracelet, the destroyer bracelet. Y'all don't know about that?
Oh, I knew about God. That. Yeah. That was
I mean, how could you not – root for the Eagles after that story. Come on, you like have to be heartless.
And
like,
also, just people from New England are assholes. And I don't like
okay,
them.
Well let's put that in the record book. Let's put that in facts. It's fact.
Both Boston area, New England, and Philadelphia are very passionate about their sports teams. I
thought
know.
You were going to say they're assholes.
Well,
everyone in the Boston area.
Well, the Boston area is
also assholes.
Boston sports fans are super spoiled because yeah. You know. Red Sox are great, Patriots usually. The Bruins won the Stanley Cup like 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I'm pretty sure the Celtics.
Can I tell you how funny it is? So I was trying to see the game, and I wasn't making it to my destination. I was trying to go to my homeboy's house. So I pulled over and actually went to a strip club and saw the game from a strip club. But it was great because it was empty. I had the big screen. But one of the strippers said that she was like, I was like, how are you a Patriots fan? You never even been to New England. And she said, well, I don't have my passport.
Oh, my God. What,
said,
honey?
Clearly, that's why you're here. Okay. All right.
I take it she's not using those tips to pay for law school then. pay her tuition then.
Poor girl.
Kevin Hart, big Eagles fan from Philly, was also in the house. He actually tried to get down to the field when
drunk.
They presented the Vince Lombardi trophy, and security actually stopped it, which is pretty funny. It was captured during the live
broadcast.
Why did
he just slip under their legs?
Right. He said his wife tried to stop him, but, you know, I guess that's when you really get ahead of yourself. Like, yeah. I'm Kevin Hart. I mean, I can understand because I do it now, and I'm just lying back with. I'm like, do you know who I am? I am lying back with. Yeah,
you would do that,
I do it all the time now. And it's so funny because I'm so confident that people are like, oh, I'm sorry. What do you mean? What's the guy, the time machine guy? Remember?
Oh, hot tub time machine?
Hot tub.
Oh, Craig Robinson.
Craig Robinson. Mm-hmm. That's what I did. I was at the thing and I was like, hey, do you guys want to meet Craig Robinson? And they like looking at me like, okay. I was like, come on. And I literally, Al was with me. I literally walked backstage, looked at them. I'm lying back with. Walked back there, said what's up to Craig and the rest of the comedians. They were like, oh, hey. Started taking pictures. Am I lying, Al?
You're lying, but
hold on.
You're not lying. You're not
right. And we were taking pictures and hanging out with Craig Robinson in the back. Because
yeah,
goddamn
cool
it, I'm lying back with.
So Pink opened up the Super Bowl. Oh, what do you guys think of her national anthem?
She was sick,
but she still gave a great effort. She had some internet trolls giving her a hard time because they thought she took out gum, but it was actually... a throat lozenge, you know, because she was sick, you know.
She was repping Ricola.
Who cares if she had gum, though?
But it,
people
wasn't...
cry about the most stupidest, bull, idiotic, shut the fuck up. God damn. Enjoy the goddamn game, eat your popcorn and pizza, and shut the fuck up. God, get on my nerves.
And let's not forget Justin Timberlake, guys. Halftime show was... Oh, you're trying to say you're a different person on and off the air? Is that what's up? That's what's up.
I'm blowing people's minds right now. Like, oh, my God.
Like, I don't know what I'm going home to.
Who the hell is that?
Justin Timberlake, JT, what did you guys think? Phenomenal halftime show. Did a medley of all his greatest hits.
My brain's trying to wrap around how many times that stage evolved. And every time he'd walk back, it was like watching Inception. Or something. It kept morphing.
Yeah.
And then I realized finally that the people in the stage in the front were actually all the dancers that were out in the surrounding.
Yeah.
And it was like a fake crowd, and my brain was done.
I need to watch this again.
Yeah. No, right? But this is he actually opened up with Filthy, a song called Filthy. Is that your track? But it's off the new album, Man of the Woods. It's an interesting title for the album.
Yeah, his outfit, though.
What do you think of that?
Well, he was going to rob a stagecoach afterwards.
Stagecoach? Yeah, people were kind of saying that the outfit choice was kind of weird. Phenomenal. No, someone mentioned Prince, his tribute to Prince.
His outfit was looking like a Bob Ross painting.
So put together in like 20 minutes?
No, but like the outfit was like the jacket was the scenery of like a, Western countryside or something.
It was a little different. It was a little different, but I don't know.
I wonder how that works though. Like, do you get a budget for how much you? Because like I've seen like Beyonce and like Prince and stuff do so much on their performance and have so much. Like, so do they give them a budget or do they just tell them what they want for the show? Like, how does that work?
Probably.
Because me personally, if you're like, okay, look, we're going to give you $2 million. To put this show on,
right.
I'm just going to show up with like a guitar and just like, this is a really expensive guitar. Right, okay.
Right. Well, they probably have the same production people that do their regular concerts.
Right.
They probably just use them for.
It was definitely the evolving, revolving stage was ridiculous.
You expect like from halftime shows now, like it's a dude with a guitar is no longer enough. It needs to be like. Explosions and morphing stages and costume
sharks
doing dance
nipples
the wrong way.
Nipples
surprise titty
right. So I guess we should talk about the fact that we did not see Janet Jackson.
No, that would have been great if she rushed
or NSYNC. Some people wanted to see Britney Spears, but yes.
Who?
Britney Spears.
We saw the fake Prince. Okay,
the fake we saw the fake Prince. Thoughts on that? Did you think it was controversial? I thought it was a good tribute. Why are people upset? I don't understand.
Here's the thing.
Well, I mean, Prince was quoted as saying that he never, ever wanted to be like part of something like that when he was alive.
Okay.
But then they also said that him and Justin Timberlake didn't get along.
Okay, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that. That's news to me.
Yeah.
I knew he had said something about a hologram, but this was actually... It was pretty much
like singing along to a music video.
Exactly.
My take on it is Prince is dead, and the people that have his estate, that control that kind of stuff, the record company that owns all of his records and all of his, likeness and everything, they're the ones that released that let that happen.
You mean kind of like that Dodge commercial with Martin Luther King?
Right.
Which,
it doesn't matter if Prince's family doesn't want it to happen. It's, the record company should have been held responsible for something like that. And this is why it's important to have a will or a living will,
Yeah.
Well, there's
he made it clear he didn't want anything like that.
He didn't want anything like that, but it's not his choice.
Mm-hmm. Which is sad.
Look at the performance, though. I mean, I thought JT did it justice.
I liked the Prince symbol.
It's heartfelt.
This is only reason I question it. And before, I actually said, oh yeah, that's great. Why not give Prince a shout out, a tribute, whatever? Like I thought that was great because at the end of the day, Madonna's one sucked. But but then after finding out that they had friction.
That
makes it controversial to me. Like now I'm like, okay, so did you do that kind of to be a smartass?
See, I don't think he did it to be a smartass though. Mm-hmm. I think it's because like on one side of it, like after Prince died, there were a lot of tributes to him, and a lot of like artists would play Prince songs at their shows,
right?
And that was a good thing. Like I felt really, it was good to see stuff like that. I'm not exactly sure why I see this as different, and maybe it was because of that whole thing about he was quoted as saying, singing with a hologram is ridiculous, and he said, if I was going to be singing, I think he said, Duke Ellington or something like that, he said, if I'm going to be singing with Duke Ellington, we would have been born in the fucking same time, and something like that.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's so I kind of vacillate to both sides. Like, the whole thing about friction between... JT and Prince. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And so, that does add an element that, does bring up a lot of questions.
Here's the thing. Now, I can only speak for me. If I was the past, I would want people to do things like that to keep my memory going.
Right.
Yeah.
Because eventually, if you don't, been, you know, as great as Prince is, 100 years from now, if no one's paying tribute, no one's playing
no
his
one's
songs,
doing holograms.
No one's doing, you know, holograms videos, you're going to be forgotten, out of sight, out of mind. So I'm like, why? I don't know. You know?
I got a quote from
Prince. But then again, I mean, like, people will complain about everything. Yeah. You were talking about how people were complaining about Pink with
the
gum, with the lozenge or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean,
cough drop lozenge.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the internet would not exist if it
everything
wasn't for bitching
too,
about
right
penny.
Yeah.
True.
Everything is me too right
so
now.
So Prince was actually interviewed back in 98. This is about the possibility of technological performance during an interview with Guitar World, and he said, he was asked, with digital editing, is it now possible to create a situation where you'd like to jam with any artist from the past? Would you ever consider doing something like that? He said, certainly not. That's the most demonic thing imaginable. Everything is as it is and should be. If I were meant to jam with Duke Ellington, we would have lived in the same age. The whole virtual reality thing, it really is demonic.
You let your man just like try and come up with this quote out of his head,
Yeah, well, yeah, but
I just happened to read it like a couple days ago, and like,
okay.
I thought he
Googled it, but it's on paper.
Yeah, right there.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and JT said on the Tonight Show, it's a moment for me, if I'm being quite honest, because he's always been the pinnacle of
music.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know.
I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna take it like this. Overall, mm-hmm. I think it was a compliment. Overall,
of course,
think he meant well,
mm-hmm.
you know. And like I said, even though with the elements, like I said, I heard that it was friction between them, I still would take it as a compliment at the end of the day.
There you go.
Know? So,
I don't know. People are talking about this selfie kid, this kid Ryan, who's 13, took a selfie with JT, and apparently he's become an internet sensation, which is kind of crazy.
For the next 15 minutes,
right. For hopefully.
Why?
I hope he doesn't become another.
Well, there was a meme that went around where it's.
There's a lot of memes, right?
It looked like it said he was Googling who is Justin Timberlake.
Oh, right, I saw
that.
That
was the one I remember
funny.
Seeing.
But he actually is a fan of Justin Timberlake.
Because
he
went up in the audience, and then the kid like he was singing in the audience, and the kid like took a picture, you know, selfie with him, and I was like, that's gonna be the most famous selfie. So it's gonna take someone 15 seconds to find that selfie on Twitter, wherever these kids are posting, Snapchat, whatever.
Exactly. So let's talk about some of the trailers that we saw during Super Bowl. Yes, of course, my favorite fandom of, and you know this, is Star Wars.
Yeah.
Yes.
What do you think of Solo?
Solo, my gosh, the feels.
My body is ready.
Your body's ready, okay.
But how's your mind?
I mean, that's going, but, you know.
Well, if we're going there, let's talk about my lightsaber.
Certainly. So, yeah, I loved it. You know what? I don't know what Howie. What's the new director?
Ron Howard.
Ron Howard, thank you.
Okay. Howie?
Howie?
Who the hell is Howie?
Y'all on a nickname basis.
Yeah, Howie the Duck?
I don't know what Ron Howard did, but it looks fantastic. At least a trailer. It's kind of hard to judge.
I missed it.
You haven't seen it yet? Really?
You watched somehow I saw the trailer.
No, I think I had like some butt clapping in my face.
I was about
to say,
you were at the city bar.
Yeah, oh, that's right. That's right.
I probably had like a nipple in my eye.
Man. Only you would be.
My bad.
Okay, that's okay. You're
okay. You take your pick. Which one you? I mean, you know. Okay. All right.
Of course, there's Donald Glover as Lando Calrissian.
My boyfriend.
Is your boyfriend? Okay.
I love him so much.
He actually did a great job. I mean, well, you couldn't tell on in the trailer, but we didn't really get any dialogue. But
was he playing
Billy
Dee Williams?
He's
going
to be great.
He's already
proved it. I can see that, though.
Young Lando.
I can see that, though.
And that dude, I saw him at the Grammys. Man, he can sing.
Who?
Yeah.
Donald Glover. Yeah.
Oh, Childish Gambino.
Childish Gambino.
I love him.
Yeah.
He
was good. He was really good.
So am I the only idiot that really thought for a long time that he was related to Danny Glover?
Probably not.
I think you might
be
the only one.
It is so nice that they keep it in a family. I was.
Did you Google it to make sure that's not accurate?
Look, Al, just
okay.
Shut up.
Someone didn't know that now. Pablo Schreiber and Liev Schreiber were actually half brothers, but they are.
They are.
They are.
I can tell you that now.
Really,
I mean,
they're really related.
Yep.
No, they're definitely related. They're I mean, I was on the set with Pablo for 3 weeks. Wow. He does not talk about it though. And I'll tell you something like this, and I shouldn't be saying this, but his trainer. So Pablo had has a personal trainer that travels with him and watches his diet for him, and you know, works out between takes and stuff.
Can I get that guy?
Yeah, he's actually a cool dude, but he's expensive. But he told me that Pablo does not like talking about his brother.
And the reason
this is so bad that I'm talking about this on air, and Pablo heard me. Please, Pablo, we would like to know. But the thing is that I heard that because of their agent showed his brother more favoritism in the beginning.
Oh wow.
And they both have left the agent since. But you know, Pablo was kind of.
They both
like,
used to be on.
They both had the same agent.
Same agent, right?
But the agent was showing it's Levi, right? The other guy, brother, Leave Schreiber. Mm-hmm. Leave more favoritism.
Wow.
And it kind of upset Pablo a lot.
Well, if it helps your boy out, I don't have any idea who either of them are. So
okay,
you know who Liev Schreiber is. He's been in a ton of movies.
Okay,
he played X-Men. He played Sabretooth in the Wolverine movie.
Okay,
X-Men Oranges.
Yeah. He's a big dude.
Not the huge. He actually isn't that big a dude, but
he's kind of big.
Is he?
He's kind of big.
He was
now,
in
Pablo.
Salt,
I mean, because Pablo is 6'6".
Okay.
So you know,
and Pablo was actually on the first season of Orange Is the New Black.
Porn stash.
Okay.
He's also an American God.
You just have to know the character, and then you'll
know. Yeah.
Just like Taryn Manning, you have to know she's
Pensatucky. Yeah, I don't follow the real people.
The real people. Yeah. Well, back to Han Solo, guys. General, are you excited about it?
I'm excited. I thought it looked fantastic. I could get
the brand spanking new Millennium Falcon. Look, Falcon awesome.
Falcon awesome.
One of the things I'm really loving about like these side Star Wars stories. Well,
yeah,
they've only had one so far. Rogue One.
Rogue One.
Which I have opinions about.
But they keep the aesthetic.
Of course you do.
They keep the aesthetic of the original Star Wars movies. So a lot of things, it has this like kind of weird, surreal, like the technology they use in it.
Yeah.
Where they had those like old style screens from like 70s sci-fi movies and stuff. Mm-hmm. Which is what they use in the original Star Wars. And
right.
I think that kind of stuff's really cool. They do
and keeps
that.
The budget down a little.
Yeah.
Well, this is in the segue into the other big Star Wars news. But as you know, Emilia Clarke plays the character Kira. That's Q-I-R-A. And I don't know if that was a sign that there's a Game of Thrones Star Wars type of crossover.
You're really reaching, so jumping the shark right now. So are you saying that there's a possibility of a Star Wars community crossover
You haven't heard this news. This is huge.
Okay.
Oh, I think I know the news you're talking about.
David Benioff and D.B. Weiss, creators of the Emmy Award-winning Game of Thrones.
I was just going to give you some background music.
Are writing and producing a new series of Star Wars films. Yes.
Oh, okay. I heard about that.
Yes. Kathleen Kennedy said she's really excited because they're some of the best storytellers working today. Granted, they just adapted George R.R.R.R.R. Martin's work, but I'm curious to see what Dan and Dave's spin is on a Game of Thrones-esque Star Wars.
Okay, so you're saying like Star Wars, but with the writing ability of Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So no more Last Jedi movies.
Well, it depends. You know, the Last Jedi, people are pretty polarized on that one.
You know, it's such a hard thing to get into.
But,
because there's so many facts and rules that you got to follow jumping into something like that.
Yeah.
Like, you have to be super
geeked, they have nerds out to know. They have continuity nerds that the writers will, like, write their shit. And the continuity nerds will come there's in and be job like, that's for wrong.
You, Al. There you go.
That's wrong.
Al.
That's not canon. This is canon. Whatever.
Al,
yeah.
Al, there's a job for
but
you.
I could do that.
You can
do
that.
I could do that. Yeah.
You guys can do that. I'm so proud of you freaking nerds. We can. All right. There you go.
But I'm excited, man. So they're not going to start this, obviously, until
I see your lightsaber growing.
Well, until season 8 of Game of Thrones is complete, obviously.
I've never seen a tannish brown lightsaber before. But
I see your Schwartz is as big as mine.
Right, right.
Well, I'm black. My Schwartz is bigger than everybody's in here.
Wow, okay.
Samuel Jackson. Wom. All right. But I think this is fantastic news. So, which is crazy is that Rian Johnson, who I know you didn't like Last Jedi, he's actually...
opinions, that's all.
He's been
given, of
course
you did, Becky.
He's been given the green light on a trilogy as well.
We were okay.
So
there
were
going to
be
just talking about
so many Star Wars.
So
movies.
An unrelated trilogy from like the current trilogy, is that what that is?
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's a completely different take and a different side of the universe. I don't know if we'll contain Jedi. It's not going to be
literally. Nick and I were talking about that tonight.
Yeah, it's not going to be Skywalker driven.
What do you call it? Clone Wars, the animated show.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And he was talking about the new trilogy. I was like, new trilogy about what? I was like, he's like, it's not going to be a prequel. I was like, so it's not going to be Yoda. It's not going to be, you know, like after. It's like, what is it in another galaxy far, far away? Like,
you know
that's
what they could do? You know, it'd be really
just
cool.
Just far away,
do?
Not far, think, far away. It's going to be far away.
Yeah.
Like, it would be really interesting to do more.
Down the street.
Like, do you like a gangster type thing with, like, Jabba the Hutt?
Oh, wow. Kind of like the Jabba's like Biggie Smalls?
No, not even like that. What I mean is like a Sopranos, like, Crime Family type thing.
I feel you. And you know what I think would be great?
I see Ewoks with, like, gold chains.
I think Dave...
Sure. Around, bitch.
I think Dave and DB would benefit from these Star Wars movies being rated R. Because obviously, with the Game of Thrones content being for mostly adults... Although,
get some titties up in them Star Wars movies.
No. Yes.
I gotta see somebody hold a blaster sideways. Like,
like you were showing me the other day?
Brace yourself.
Brace yourself, motherfucker.
No, Ed. Al, don't do that.
I got you, man. I guess we didn't talk about how Lion last night during some audition tips was teach me how to be a little more thug, a little more swag.
Al had a thugged out role that he had to do, and he sounded like the whitest Philippine I've ever seen in my life.
Oh my God.
Let's hear a sample of this. I want to hear.
Do the line. Do the line.
The last line.
Oh, you can do that one too. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I could do a.
Yeah.
Like, if he fucks up, I'ma scalp your ass. Word up. No, that wasn't white. That was not that white.
That was the better version.
Just
of
that
it.
Was a little better.
So
he taught
on,
me to keep it
on,
in the
on.
Box. Not
no, do the I'm not mad one. Do that one.
I ain't mad. I ain't mad about that. What I am mad about is you're supposed to be my boy and you ain't telling me shit. That's some bitch assness.
Okay, so you need to take that and you need to add that to the little to the show.
That's some
I've known your ass since the second time I was in
second grade. Oh my gosh, dude!
I hope you get this part.
Man,
you have to get this part.
Oh my gosh, dude!
I appreciate all the
that's not
the encouragement. Well, I appreciate that too. Not.
Listen, I was confident last night because I needed to show you confidence last night.
Yeah,
but goddamn it, Al, you're not getting this part.
Wow. Okay.
Only a
you
true
said,
friend
you told
keeps
me,
a 100
listen,
like that,
you
though.
Told
if
me it was
the,
a solid.
If they, listen, if
you told
they
me
do
it was
the,
a solid job.
If they do the comedy version of it, you got it. Like, you got it. It was a strong performance. It just
you said what you, it's what you said, strong
you,
performance.
It was a strong performance for you, yes.
Okay.
It was a strong performance for you. But it wasn't hood. It wasn't Hood. It was a great performance, but come on, let's be honest, son. Come on. when you're saying
I'm a white girl named Becky and I'm more Hood than you.
Right. There it is.
Becky with the good hair. Right.
Becky with the good hat at least.
Right. But listen, it turned out a lot better than what you thought.
Yeah, no. Right. It was a good one. Subtle clues, you know.
It's like a character that's like the complete opposite of your personality. It's a long way to go.
It shows range.
It was.
Well, as an actor, you got to show range.
Right. Yeah. And he did. Let's not get it twisted.
You talked about Daniel Kaluuya from Get Out, that he's very British and very proper, but he's got to talk like he's like from the hood, and he completely changed.
Wait. Which, are we talking about the main character?
Get Out. He's a British. Mm-hmm. He's British.
No, really? Yeah. Damn. See, that's range.
That's range? You told me you didn't think.
Well, here's the thing. Okay. I'm not saying he did a bad job. He did a great job. Right. It's just that, in my opinion, I would rather see a black guy from America that deals with that on a regular basis do the role, because he has something to really pull from.
Right.
In my opinion. Okay? In my opinion.
But a classically trained British actor,
like, I'm like, come on. You know, like, I don't see it. Really, all that was pure skill.
Yeah.
And that's a compliment. Let's not get it twisted. That's a compliment.
Okay.
I
would love to see someone not only with skill but experience do that role. I would love to see Glover do it. Let's be honest. Let's really imagine Glover doing that. It would have blown people away.
I'm imagining it right now.
See, there you go. And now your Schwartz is growing.
But you don't know if he. I mean, he probably experienced racism too in England, though.
I think it's pretty bad over there.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. It's pretty much bad.
I was just there in September.
But
here's the thing.
But look at the movie, though. The movie was depicting an American sort of, you know what I mean, like it was a twist. It wasn't out and out racism.
It was kind of like this twist of this whole, you know.
That's an American thing. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? That's an American thing, and that's what I'm talking about. I can't tell you how to have tea and crumpets. Like I'm not going to act that out. I've never had tea time with anyone in the hood. Okay, so that's me going off of like.
You split, y'all split a floor a 40 though.
Yeah, you hood. Split a. Shut the fuck up. Oh. Look, but look, I can't tell you. I can't. Only thing Jeez. I can do is go off of what I've seen and heard in my acting skill. I've never had tea time with crumpets.
Okay,
right,
and that. And the inverse of that, I would like to see you read for one of those kind of roles.
Yeah, I want to see you do it like a British guy having tea time.
Would be horrible. I'm letting you know now. It would be absolutely horrible. It would be horrific. It would be the equivalent of Al being Hood.
Oh, snap. All right. It would be. Moving on, guys. Anybody like the Avengers Infinity War trailer, Super Bowl trailer?
Of course.
Yes.
Anyone more excited about Infinity War now after seeing it?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean,
I've been excited even with the mention of it.
Now, what I'm concerned about, there's so many characters. You're throwing the Guardians of the Galaxy. You got Black Panther in the mix and that supporting cast. And on top of the Avengers, there's so many characters.
The Guardians probably only appear for like a couple of minutes.
It's like a superhero orgy.
That's going to be my guess.
Yeah.
It's a superhero orgy.
Most of those characters only appear for a couple minutes.
Yeah.
It's going to be like, and this guy, and then this guy, and then this guy.
Right.
Right.
And Thanos, I mean, Josh Brolin's a man. He is the man.
I thought that was Bruce Willis.
Because not
it does
only
look a little like Bruce, a purple Bruce Willis.
not only did we see Josh Brolin as Thanos, we saw Josh Cable as Cable in the Deadpool 2 trailer.
He's looking good.
You see the Flashdance poster that they made? It's like a Deadpool doing the Flashdance scene with the bullets raining on him. Oh my god. I mean, he missed Squad
Did you see
day,
the trailer that came out today? They just released it this morning.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
It was with the toys?
Yeah, with the toys.
That was
awesome.
Yeah. And Deadpool taking shots at the DC Universe.
Yeah.
I know you love the DC Universe, but
I love Deadpool.
CGI-ing the mouth, mustache.
Oh, no. I mean.
It's like, come on. We can't do better. It's not
I
like
ain't claiming
CG
that
in,
movie, though. Yeah. So.
And he made fun of the green screen arm, I guess.
Well, they made he made fun of himself as Green Lantern in the first movie.
He did.
Ryan Reynolds holds no. He's the perfect. Is he not the perfect Deadpool?
He's the perfect Deadpool.
Like when they say made for a role, I mean, right. He was made for Deadpool.
Yeah.
He's like
and he
the
pushed
perfect
for it.
Man.
He jumped through a lot of hoops the perfect to get Deadpool made.
Yeah.
I mean, because like that had been like
so he has
his
not only is he perfect,
project.
he was passionate about it, and he was the perfect for it. So absolutely. I'm looking forward to it. I thought Josh Brolin did great as Cable. I was skeptical at first. I mean, this is the guy from the Goonies.
One of the big surprises in that trailer, Terry Crews is in Deadpool 2.
I didn't even know
but
that.
But
Terry
motherfucking
like Crews, really?
I feel like that fits. Muscular, funny guy. That sounds about right for Deadpool.
Yeah, but it's so weird that it just came out. Like, he's just, like, in the side, and they didn't, like, they haven't, like, really.
I missed him.
Yeah, he's in one scene where Deadpool and the rest of, like,
I'm
this group of heroes is jumping out of a plane. And that's Terry Crews, like, right there. And, you know, they haven't, like,
I wonder
really.
If he's playing, like, Luke Cage.
Probably not Luke Cage. They already got someone else to play Luke Cage.
Do they recast
in
the
Deadpool movie?
And
if you caught it, they had a guy sitting at the table, and he said to him, "Are you okay, Luke?" And the guy said, and it wasn't Luke from Netflix, it was another big black bald head guy that was sitting there. Yeah, it's in there.
I would be so happy if he was Luke Cage.
Yeah, I don't think that's happening though.
until
the Disney Fox merger thing happens.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
not
wow.
happening.
Or he could be Bishop.
They could just call him Luke.
Bishop
and then, like,
could work, and there was also because
there's a bald head.
Oh yeah,
that black version of.
But
of
it's
Bishop.
But I found
Unless
it really weird because Terry Crews is like a pretty recognizable guy, and yet they haven't publicized that at all. Like, he's just in this, like, little tiny scene.
Well, probably more to come when the actual film comes out.
Yeah.
I thought Domino looked great. That's Zazie Beetz.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
That's such a great name. Zazie Beetz.
It sounded like she just busts out rapping in the middle of the movie.
Yeah.
Of course,
like
Marina Baccarin.
DJ.
Marina Baccarin is back. And TJ Miller, who's gotten a little heat over the hashtag MeToo movement, but nonetheless, he's still in it as well.
Or the actual overt sexual assault movie that he's been accused of doing.
Yeah.
It's a little bit more than just sexual harassment, what they said he did.
His was rape, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, yeah. It's hard. You lose track
it's hard
of all,
to keep
these,
up
just,
nowadays.
All
just,
these
you're right,
stories.
Just kill
them
in the middle of the movie.
So you're saying, come out now before you're rich and famous, right?
Listen, anybody, if y'all got any stories about me doing anything, would please do it now while I'm broke, okay? That's all I'm asking. If you got any lying back with, did this to me, let's let it be out now, okay?
Someone's scratching her head over there in the corner. I don't know what's going on.
We got that on video, so you can't.
Oh, snap. Wow. Just put on.
Lion pulls out consent forms every time
now. No, we're not talking about like an audition.
No, look.
Are we talking about an audition?
I have an X and a lion on my penis, okay? So before we even start, you got to sign my dick. Like,
they brought that up in an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm. It's a contract. Like a relationship contract.
Well, they have the app out now.
Yeah, so you have to sign that. I'm agreeing to do this and this and this. I can't sue you for this and this.
Right, there's an app
It's crazy
out.
How what the Me Too movement has.
The prenup of sex.
Yeah, yeah. So, I'm okay with this. I'm okay. You know, crazy, huh?
Like, it says right here, you said okay to jizz in your eye.
Whatever.
So you got to add that clause in your contract,
right, you
though.
Said,
oh, she's shaking her head over here in the corner. What's up?
You friend about to call her Uber out of here.
You put a, I could have swore. When you dotted that I, that's what that stood for.
Holy smokes. Man.
Mine over here got a 15-page sex contract. Like if you see on page 5, article 4, it says explicitly.
Skeet, 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 skeet.
Oh, snap. Okay, son.
There it is.
The Jurassic Park trailer. What'd you guys think of that one?
Yes. I actually didn't see that one.
That was
yet.
Looked really, really
good. I
didn't
catch all these trailers. I didn't even watch it.
Right, I missed all those trailers. Right.
Oh, man. Because
you have booty clapping in your face.
Oh, yeah.
See, I did
Amen.
Not.
Amen.
Amen.
I thought the last Jurassic Park movie kind of sucked. So
you
I
thought it sucked?
Yeah. I didn't think it was that great. I didn't like it at all.
I really liked it, man.
Right. I fell asleep on it like twice.
Yeah. But I'm glad I didn't pay to see
it. It's crazy because the dinosaurs.
Fire stick, right?
Yeah.
you're starting to see the dinosaurs interact with outside the park now, coming into people's homes and
Listen,
stuff.
Well, so I remember that Jurassic Park movie.
That's how you can tell you're a nerd, because you tried to make that sound interesting. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, you remember the...
Well, everything took place in the park in the first movie. Now, now they're going
lost
wild.
Lost in New York, essentially, is what that one Jurassic Park movie was, where the T-Rex was in people's... Yeah,
well,
but
I could have swore
that
was Godzilla.
That
it was right. already done. That was Godzilla. It was Cloverfield Part 3.
Yeah. Right.
Was Jeff Goldblum in that one? Yeah. The one where... The T-Rex was in, was it New York or San Diego or some American city?
Yeah, just let them die. Let the dinosaurs die already.
Let the dinosaurs die.
Let them stay extinct.
That's Chris Pratt.
I love how the first movie to this day, like even if you watch it on like this big ass, you know, 4K TV or something, it holds up. Like, can't say that for the other movies. They still, for
well,
some
it's always
so
hard
much,
to top the originals.
But
I mean,
they used
because
so
you're
much
about
animatronics
new
in the first one that it just, you know, even though you can tell they're puppets, they still look more real than, like, and I think the CG in the first one just still looks better than all the other ones.
Well, you know, really? That's what they're actually going back to a lot of that now.
Animatronics?
Animatronics, because people said they like that better.
Well, now animatronics look even better because they can control them better and they have better techniques.
Better materials, too.
Yeah.
Right. More lifelike materials. That's why in Star Wars, you know, a lot of the creatures are still old school costuming. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know BB-8 was mostly a rope, like an actual...
Oh,
robot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you think BB was actually CG?
I thought he was mostly CG.
Really?
His rolly ass is just all over the
and
place.
I've seen some scale models of BB-8s at Star Wars Celebration.
I'm on one of the
of
Builders
course you
Club.
Did,
yeah, Builders and Clubs on Facebook, the BB-8 Builders Club.
The baby. Are you actually going to build a BB unit?
If I ever get a 3D printer, that's probably...
Wow.
I mean, come on.
You make it in Harley Quinn colors or something?
No, he's going to be BB-8
colors. You're going to do BB-8? Because I've seen variations of the BB-8.
But I love him.
Okay, so you're going to do
that? Or, like, I don't know if I want to make an R2. I don't know. I live with a materials engineer, so the possibilities are endless. And my brother's a robotics person, so...
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
If I build it... They can do the insides.
If I build
it,
they will come.
Basically.
Nerds. It's just all nerds flocking to your house. If I build it, they will come. Their lightsabers.
So we got...
Al will be leading them.
Right. The general...
Zod will be pulling up the back.
I'll be there.
Other trailers include Red Sparrow with Jennifer Lawrence, who plays a very seductive spy. And she's
pretty much the Black Widow movie that they should have made first.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Because it's like she's like a Russian spy. Who
and she's actually
like
taken
on.
Yeah.
In like this. I don't remember what it. In, but it's pretty much Black Widow, but without Black Widow.
Without the Marvel-esque tie-in, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. And Jennifer Lawrence taking on some kind of accent, right? So. She's doing something outside her comfort zone I haven't seen.
Good, because her last movie sucked.
Oh, Mother, I heard it wasn't that great.
Yeah. Right.
What about Skyscraper with The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, like really cool.
Oh, girl Uh-oh. Over here is
yeah, her nipples just got hard to jacket. Good job.
The trailer looked really cool. Well, I was surprised to see it was Neve Campbell playing Rock's wife. Yeah, you a fan of Dwayne?
Oh, yes, I am.
Yeah?
Yes.
Absolutely,
yes,
cold-heartedly.
Absolutely.
Yes, do I have a pulse? Okay, yeah, I think I am.
I'm still here.
But did you see the trailer?
I did. I really enjoyed it.
Nice. Yeah, it looked really exciting. I mean...
Yeah.
Especially with the pig leg. I never thought it would be a fake leg.
Right. Yeah, it's actually... I mean, hey, for all the paraplegics or people with prosthetics, it's
shout out
well.
To the
I mean, no. I'm saying it's very inspirational. People need that kind of like
the South African guy you murdered his girlfriend.
No. No, that's horrible.
What was that guy's name? But he was like a paralympic,
I'm thinking of
wasn't he?
Yeah, I'm thinking of the. Yeah, I'm sorry. so we were all trolled. We were all. This tourism for Australia movie, the Dundee movie.
Oh, that was awesome!
And
I
we
love
all
that.
Everybody wanted that to
that
be an
was
actual
funny.
Movie. Danny McBride is like a Dundee.
I see all these trailers.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I did actually see that one. I did.
And had
see
Margot
that
Robbie, who, by the way, Rebecca, I met at the Screen Actors Guild Awards.
Believe me, I know. I know.
Everyone will know.
Which is one of the most.
If you know Al, you will know.
Which was one of the most amazing celebrity meets that I've ever experienced. I mean, she's just amazing.
He's getting a jacket made
good
with the
you
picture on the
good,
meeting.
Good for you, Al.
And I told her I voted for her, and I thought she did a fantastic job. And Tanya, if you haven't seen it, check it out. But everybody did want to see that that version of Dundee come to life with the Hemsworth brothers and Danny McBride. And,
really?
Why not?
Why?
You're getting all these great Australian actors.
Why?
It's like a comedy.
Come on.
I think it has.
Some stuff
you know
need to die, man.
Yeah,
really?
Mean, but I like how the
original
Dundee.
The original
content
is horrible nowadays. Like, come on. Mm. Come on. Just let some stuff die.
I feel like if a new Dundee movie came out, all the social justice warriors would be like, that's appropriating Australian culture.
Right. Yeah. It would, and you're right. Go ahead, Zod.
Well, it was fun as a like group of commercials. If they made a full movie out of it, it'd be like that Chips movie that came out last year or that Baywatch movie.
Right.
Right.
You know, it
okay,
would
the Baywatch
be like,
movie was
kind of
funny.
It's okay.
It was a little funny.
Well, Jumanji is doing good.
Jumanji?
Well,
Jumanji is killing
like,
it.
I mean, I haven't seen it.
But you know what?
You
I saw
it?
Part
I just
of
saw
it
Jumanji last
just
week,
because
actually.
I was
because that was a movie
theater there hopping. But it a lot of it is original content. Content. It
oh
is
yeah,
a,
absolutely.
A lot of it is original.
Well,
content.
It's based.
Because your boy the Rock. Yeah. Okay. Don't get too excited because you won't get this D Johnson. So look. But no, it was a lot of it was a lot of original content.
Damn,
it was good. I thought it was pretty good.
Are you this y'all's first date? That's gonna be your last date.
Hold on, you my ride. Wait a minute.
Your Uber just pulled up.
Y'all gotta make up. Y'all gotta make up. Westworld, the season 2 trailer looked fantastic.
One of my favorite actors.
I know you're a Westworld fan.
I like Westworld. I still have to finish the first season, though.
Oh,
so
you still haven't? Wow, okay.
What? I've seen it.
I saw it.
At first, I thought you said Waterworld, and I was like, wait, what?
Waterworld is a much better movie, by the way, than people give it credit for.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got gills, okay?
The Shape of Water. That was.
Oh.
I didn't like it.
Oh,
I'm
had
sorry.
Feels for that movie.
I did not like
I
it.
I felt all kinds of ways about that, and I think I need
really?
To talk to somebody.
You want that fish dick? Oh,
I mean,
oh snap!
I don't know. Like, I was really confused leaving the theater. I was like, you know what? I could make that work.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
I mean,
it's good to
who
keep
doesn't
an open mind.
It
bath
is,
every day,
you know?
Right? Just, all right. Okay. Get it.
Get it.
I mean, he was a god, right? Like a demigod.
Listen. I am. What is the rich people's black eggs that they eat?
Caviar.
If you want that caviar, skeet skeet all over you, buddy. There you go.
What, wait,
get that caviar, baby.
Oh, okay.
Get that caviar.
I mean, you saw the woman in the show, and then in the movie, and she's like on cloud fucking 12. Like,
wow, that's
you know,
higher than Cloud 9.
Morning after.
You're talking about a woman that started off the movie masturbating. She wanted any dick she could possibly get possible. Okay? Whether it be fish dick, dog dick, whatever. like she was, listen. If she the movie starts off with her masturbating in the tub. Am I lying?
No.
She's masturbating in the tub. And I was like, what is the point? I'm watching the movie with my son. I didn't like it. I'm sorry. I thought it was every movie that has a animal with human-like qualities. It's the same movie. It's Frankenstein. It's every movie.
It's something you've seen before.
Where
right.
man is going after this creature.
Well, how did you
and
like
you should leave
the explanation
it alone.
How they she had
free
sex.
Free Willy with sex.
She's like I mean, this.
Yeah, well, listen.
Right?
Whatever you're into, okay. Okay, fine. Your bestiality, okay. I mean, that's what it is at the end of the day.
I mean, they had it in Disney in the Beauty and the Beast, supposedly. So.
But
I
but
liked
but
him
look,
better as a beast.
But is it not the same movie again? That's case in point.
Everything.
How bad man is. Man wants to kill what he doesn't understand. Oh my God. Somebody's fighting for him. Usually it's a woman that loves it. Okay.
But I think that
it's the same story a million times.
Of the, you know, the woman being disabled was important because, as you know, Al was saying, representation does matter.
Well, let me tell you something. First and foremost, okay, I do sign language. I have family that's
you know ASL? So
Yes, okay. I know.
Okay.
I know, yeah.
So I know, he's signing that.
Right. Oh, yeah, I'm signing, right. I know sign language. So here's the thing. Mm-hmm. They hate to be called disabled. If you know anybody that's deaf, they do not feel like
hearing,
they're disabled
hearing impaired.
Whatsoever.
Hearing impaired is...
They hate to be called disabled, okay?
Actually, in her case, she was just mute. She could hear fine, correct?
Right, right. Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is, period, when you have someone like that, they don't like to be called disabled.
Right.
So I look at it differently. I don't look at her as disabled. I look at her as communicating in a different form. But it was garbage. I didn't like
it. What about that Quiet Place movie coming out that has, I think the little girl in it is actually a deaf actress or like a hearing impaired actress?
I mean, no, that's fine. I'm not mad about that. I'm just saying I view it differently. Being a part of, you know, being a part of the deaf community for so long.
So you're just like, okay, they're using sign language. Big deal. Move on.
Right. Mm-hmm. So Hollywood loves that character. By the way, think about everybody that's ever played the deaf mute person. They've always gotten awards. Think about it. Yes. But great. I'm fine with that. More power to it.
For the longest time, there was one actress who seemed to play every single deaf person.
Was it Marley, with
the
glasses?
Marley Matlin.
Yes. You know.
Yes.
But and again, more power to him. I would love to see actually more deaf people have more roles. Period. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying it's the movie Shape of Water itself.
Yeah.
I felt like the story's been done a million times.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fair. All that's right. fair. What else? This Is Us fans. I've watched a few episodes. I haven't gone through, but everybody's talking about that big Super Bowl episode after the Super Bowl where we found out about Jack's death. Okay, are you fan?
Oh, spoiler alert.
Okay. Someone's about to
and,
is she someone about to get emotional or miss
no.
spoilers?
Bye.
Oh, okay.
I thought she was about to start signing. I thought
Well, you know the character. You know the character
no,
does
okay.
die. You just don't know how. And because you are a fan, we'll certainly skip that discussion.
I haven't seen that, so I don't.
Yeah. I don't watch
General,
it.
Do you watch?
Yeah. I have never seen that show before.
I've never seen it either.
Is it?
What?
Well, congratulations, because he won. He won the award.
It's NBC of all networks.
Okay,
can you believe it?
That's probably why. Because I don't have Hulu right now, so I can't watch it.
Yeah. So it's crazy.
Speaking
the network show is getting
stars.
Some love.
Stars is off the air.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Where are we gonna watch our like late night? Tease?
Wait, American Gods.
American Gods.
The Girlfriend Experience.
Power. All of that.
What?
Right.
I never heard to see American Gods.
I
thought
it's they
a
were
good
just,
show. I really
I
liked
saw,
it.
I just saw something that
Stars is gone. As
Spider-Man
a network.
Homecoming was about to premiere on Stars. I just saw something.
And then
today
all of a sudden, the network is just gone.
Yeah. Are you sure? Like, was
I'm
it? Was
positive.
It? Like, who was your?
Did
provider
you pay your cable?
I'm about to say my source was 50 Cent himself. Okay, I'm about to say yeah, right. I'm like I talked to 50 Cent himself about it. I thought that's what you were asking.
Well,
your boy 50
Pablo.
Cent and Pablo.
Your boy Pablo,
right.
is on American Gods.
Yes, exactly.
So, which is a part of the Starz network.
He plays the tall
did
leprechaun.
Did he have anything to say about that as well?
He has a ton of things to say. He said all the time. He says, please protest. Please call. You got Tyler Perry.
Shut down.
They're
are they getting shut down or are they being dropped by cable providers?
Did they
they're
not pay
dropped.
Their cable bill?
Right, exactly.
I'm looking at the news for Starz and I don't really see anything yet.
Trust.
Okay, trust. Unless this is something on the inside.
No, they have,
I have
been
not, wow,
they have been dropped,
me.
And they're lobbying Pablo, 50 Cent, Tyler Perry. They're all lobbying for.
You just
for
broke
to be
his brain because that's pop culture news that he don't know about.
Yeah,
right.
No, I had no idea.
That's,
yeah, you're right.
How
you're
Al?
Right.
He's so busy uploading R2-D2's ass that he.
Wait,
that's
now that's
me.
Becky. Now, come on now.
God. Okay.
Son of a bitch. That's a bunch of bitch assness.
Word up.
Word up.
Word up.
Super Bowl commercials. Anyone like any in particular? They had the.
I didn't think they were great that year.
Yeah, the Dirty Dancing tribute with Eli Manning and Odell Beckham Jr.
Those just, Tide commercials with the sheriff from Stranger Things.
David Harbour.
Like, I mean,
those are entertaining.
I mean, like,
yeah.
Meta commercials always work.
Can I just give him a hug?
He's awesome. He's another guy.
He looks like such a cool guy. You just want to give a hug.
He's
to.
A nice guy.
That's not what I was thinking. But
so
okay.
Exclusive on BTV, I talked to David Harbour at the SAG Awards. I was like, if Stranger Things win, are you ready for another speech? He's like, everybody's been asking me that. And I really don't know. I really don't know. So maybe he didn't have another, because everyone was talking about his speech at last year's SAG Awards. That was so epic. Mm. But unfortunately, they didn't win, so he didn't get to the ensemble cast, right. Of course. And This Is Us.
It was past celebrity the bedtime solo. For all the other kids.
There you go. That's probably what it was. We had Tiffany Haddish, your favorite. She had a Groupon commercial. Keanu Reeves had a really cool Squarespace commercial.
Hold on, back up. How did you say Tiffany Haddish is my because she's black? Hold on, at what point did I say Tiffany Haddish is my favorite?
I think last night we brought it. I thought
what?
What? I thought last night we were talking about Tiffany.
Son of a bitch!
Dude, come on now. No slurs. How about your boy Peter Dinklage in a commercial?
Now that is
with,
my boy.
With Morgan.
I do
he's
love
your boy.
Peter Dinklage.
And Morgan Freeman, another right. respectable actor. Right. Two phenomenal actors in one commercial. Yeah. For Doritos and Mountain Dew? I mean, that what?
Yeah, lip syncing to Busta Rhymes.
That's crazy.
That's
got
to be hard, though, dude.
Lip syncing to
Busta
Rhymes.
I'm black,
Rhymes.
And I don't even think I could do that. I'm going to be honest with you.
That's why
did we have to point out that I'm half black? God damn it. Did you have to do that? She signed it to me. She's like, you're half black. Yeah, look, if you look at my credit score, you'll see that I'm fully black, okay?
No, snap.
Look, do I have to take my pants off to prove how black I am? Okay, all right.
Oh, cool. Snap.
There we go. I am fully black. Thank
you.
Oh,
snap.
Thank
okay.
Thank you.
We saw a commercial for Alexa with Anthony Hopkins, Gordon Ramsay, and your girl, Rebel Wilson. This is one girl I can't stand.
I've heard you talk about her.
Yeah, I've heard your story.
She was nice to me.
Least favorite celebrity encounters.
Listen, she was nice to me.
All right, well.
Okay.
She's not Anna Kendrick, so that's all I got to say about that.
Hold on. Which is from Black Panther? Which one? So which one do you dislike more? The one that from Black Panther?
I guess I didn't tell the rest of the crew. Not such a nice person. In addition to Rebel Wilson is Lupita Nyong'o.
Really?
Oh.
Yes. She says, I'm walking. Like, I was like, hey, you know.
Can we get a picture?
Yeah, that's her picture. She's like, okay, but I'm still walking.
Oh, you couldn't even stop her.
I couldn't even stop at the SAG Awards.
She could
yeah.
not stop for
she's,
2 seconds.
She's riding that Black Panther high.
Oh, yeah. That's what it is.
And I wish people, listen, can I say something about this real quick?
Yeah.
To my black people, this is not the movement, okay? This is a Marvel movie, all right? Can we stop making it sound, make it seem like this is like the Million Man March of the theaters, okay?
Twitter has told me that there is explicit instructions that I'm to follow if I would like to see this film.
This is bullcrap. Don't.
So what are these explicit instructions?
Apparently I'm supposed to sit down, shut up, you know, sit in the back of the theater, but that's where the good seats are. And not have an opinion.
Right. Do not listen to that, please. Because here's the thing. At the end of the day, it is the white folks that will be making the most money, depending on the success of this movie. Okay? No one is going to build a Black Panther rack for the kids in the hood. It's not. Listen.
All the way in the back. Come on.
It's not that serious.
Yeah.
You know, let's have a good time. Let's enjoy the
Marvel.
Movie.
It's Disney.
Right, exactly.
Disney.
Come on. Let's.
I mean, I'm
let's
excited
not make it.
For all the yeah. little kids that grew up, you know, that have like, especially for like little black girls that, you know, grow up when they have like superheroes to look forward to now.
Yeah.
It's not just Storm.
Right.
It's like, and Storm, you know, wasn't really that cool depending on what film you're watching. So,
Right. But you know, here's the thing about my people. Okay. My people make things so big sometimes that unfortunately it gets to a point where, like you just said, it becomes ignorant.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
that actually brings up something interesting when you talk about how like it's good that like you've got this black superhero that black kids can look up to. Do you think it's better or worse that he's like the king of this African nation as opposed to being a Black American.
I think it's good. I mean, in the sense of like, here's the thing. Okay, do not call me African American. I'm Black. You know what I mean? I am mixed, okay? But if you ask me
what do I identify
as, I identify as Black. I was born in the hood, you know,
right.
I grew up in the hood.
Because that's,
But here's the thing. But to answer your question, I absolutely love that he's a king. You know what I mean? He's strong. He's intelligent. You know, he's
well, in the Marvel universe, he's supposed to be like one of the most brilliant minds in the Marvel universe.
Right. Why would I not like that?
Of course.
All means. You know what I mean? Like,
someone
like,
to look up
by
to.
By all means,
like
someone to look up to. You know?
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, I don't care where you are, your mentality determines if you're a king or not. You know what I mean? So by all means, I'm going to tell my son is a king. You know what I mean? You know, he can be born on Park Heights. You know what I mean? But you're a king. You know what
right.
I mean? So yes, by all means, yes. Let's have a Black superhero that is intelligent, that is rich, that is a king for our youth to aspire. Of course, I love that. Yeah.
Come on. Nice. And hopefully, you can submit for the sequel. We'll see. Speaking of sequels,
we'll see.
Jumanji is getting a
sequel. I don't
know
if I'm dark enough. But.
Which I think is exciting. The Rock, Kevin Hart, Jack Black,
well, look how,
Karen
okay,
Gillan
okay,
will be
is.
Back.
I loves me some Karen Gillan.
Yes, right?
Yes.
Gorgeous. Jake Kasdan inspected the return. Have you seen Jumanji?
I have not.
Wow, that outfit that Karen wears throughout that.
Yeah.
Man.
See it in the trailers.
Sexy, very sexy.
If y'all could see this whole side of this room right now.
Okay.
Like, she's going off about The Rock. They're going off about, like, it is.
Karen Gillan.
Look, it was just rock hard nipples all on one side. There's like, geez, monies. Okay.
Jeez, it brings. Wondering if I want to have another cupcake.
Right.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
It's your birthday.
Like, it's a whole different meaning to The Rock over here on this side. Okay. Jeez.
And I think this is a good time to take a classic cut break. But this is going to be a birthday cut. A song chosen by the
song. So
yes, by the birthday girl herself. So. I'm going to have you do the introduction of what we're going to listen to.
Okay, basically, I'm like the biggest One Piece fan on the entire planet.
So people that don't know One Piece?
One Piece is an anime that's, it has about 870 episodes
now. Does that explain the onesie, the One Piece?
No, this is Harley Quinn.
Well, it's One Piece, though.
Yeah, One Piece is just an anime that's
it's just
very...
coincidence.
It's probably one of the most popular animes in Japan, and this is a theme song from the show. And
okay.
that's about it. But it's a special theme song because it's sung by the main cast.
Well, it's your birthday, so it's very special.
And I hadn't listened to the song in a really long time.
Aww.
And I was like listening to it and I was just like tearing up. I was like,
and I wanted to know what I was listening to, and it's in Japanese.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. So shout out to all the Japanese listeners out there. It's apparently
all three of them. Two of them.
Hey, Shinsuke Nakamura won the Royal Rumble, and so did Asuka.
Listen.
So
Al's close enough. Japanese.
Just spin the wheel, right?
Right.
All right, so here we go. This is One Piece Straw Hat Pirates.
Happy birthday.
Called
to
We Are.
You.
We'll be back here on BTB.
Songs available only on live broadcasts on WMBC and BelowTheBeltShow.com.
Yeah, that was We Are, Becky Taka's pick for the birthday cut.
And everyone else left the room. They're like these fucking weebs.
Oh, man. So that was a shout out to all the anime lovers and...
all three of y'all. I'm
all
here
three
for
y'all.
You. I see you.
And other movie news... They're actually doing a Charles Manson biopic.
I'm good, though.
You're good on that one? Suki Waterhouse will be a part of that one.
Let him die.
Along with Hannah Murray from Game of Thrones in Detroit, Odessa Young, Richard Says, Marion Rendon, Carla Gugino from Sin City and Watchmen, Kaylee Carter and Merritt Weaver, set to shoot in L.A. this spring. Charlie Says will actually focus on the three young women who were sentenced to death following the murder case of Manson. So it's the three women that are taking out Manson's orders.
I don't think we need to glorify someone like that.
It is crazy because they're doing...
You're absolutely right.
They do that. I mean, fuck. Ryan Murphy does it for American Horror Story. So,
I don't think we need to glorify killers like that. Yeah. Like, give them.
You think it's glorifying it?
I think it is.
We need to stop giving them a name, period.
Yeah.
We need to erase them from history.
That's a good point, guys. That is a very good point.
Yeah. And as long as we keep giving them a name, this is so-and-so.
Next time
it's going to
be, Columbine, right. Like, movie. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think we need that shit. Like, yeah.
You can grab that while you're
there's certain things that we just don't need to remember. And while I think that it's good for the textbooks to, you know who these killers are and know their motives and know how to avoid, you know,
we don't need to know who they
like
are.
Yeah. But I mean, yeah, we don't need documentaries and stories.
Right.
We can
talk about the event, but let's not give them a name. Let's just leave it at that.
Inmate
because,
number.
Right, exactly.
Exactly.
A person did this and did that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Let's not even give them a name, right? Because I feel like that's going to fuel that, mm-hmm. that next nerd that everyone picks on, or mm-hmm. even that guy that's just messed up in the head and like, I want to be famous, I want to be known, I want to be glorified. Mm-hmm. And he does something like that. No. You will not be remembered. You will not be glorified, and your name will not be plastered anywhere or said.
Yeah.
You will die
in a jail cell.
In a jail cell. Mm-hmm. Lonely and butthurt.
Yeah, they're gonna
literally because
butthurt.
Right, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if they made a movie of Dr. Larry Nassar, the horrible gymnastics doctor.
I wish that dad would have got up to that stand.
Yeah, you saw that.
I was rooting for him.
Yeah.
And that judge was like, we're not going to press charges.
I'm sorry. I think, if I was the security guy, I would have let him get like...
Checked your phone
just a couple
I'm like, oh, I can't... Hold on, he's so strong.
He just wanted 1 minute in the room with him. That's all he wanted. Other movie news. It's funny because I sent you a casting notice about nudity because you feel you're comfortable with nudity in film and TV.
Listen,
what?
let me tell you something. I am comfortable. I will say I'm a grower, not a shower.
As long as
let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. You will not see me softy.
Well,
now, by all means, if I am erect, I will strut around like a rooster on morning.
So, Fifty Shades Free comes out. That's the third chapter in the Fifty Shades saga.
Can we
saga.
Just end that, please?
Well, it's finally over. This is the last film.
Damn.
But they talked about how they did the sex scenes, which I thought was pretty funny. The mechanics of simulating the intimate acts.
What?
Is what they said. So basically,
they'd probably make more money if they just, you know, made it a porn.
They probably would have. But Jamie Dornan, the actor that plays Christian Grey, is married. But
see, I don't know about that. Who pays for porn anymore?
I mean, like ads and stuff.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Line, huh?
Yeah, I mean, you can. There are certain YouTube
like four
different
sites on my history.
Yeah, there you go. That's what's up, man. So basically, Jamie Dornan talks about wearing a wee bag.
What?
A wee bag is what it's called. It's not wee in size. It's quite a big bag, joking. Sometimes referred to as a cock sock.
What?
And,
really?
Yeah, so.
Probably like what we dance in.
So that's the secret to these sex scenes are these
so he
cock
wears
socks.
like a wiener cover.
A wiener cover, yes. That's what they did.
Okay.
And this is what. I remember you said that you thought James Franco was the bad brother. That's exactly what James Franco did. He took off that protective cover when he had a scene with an actress in one of his films.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, so.
He took off his cock sock. But the thing is he probably got, like, herpagona syphilades because he's nasty.
Wow.
So if he took off his cock sock,
I would just love to see the spelling on that.
I would probably want to go get tested if he was like, if his dick was anywhere near my being at all.
Wow.
So I'd be, if I was that actress, I'd be mad.
Yeah, yeah, and I think there was a protective covering over her.
It's like it's like a hygiene thing at that point because he's disgusting.
Wow. So you saw that Dave Franco was the good brother.
Dave Franco is the adorable brother, and I would give him the biggest hug.
Aw, that's cute. Yeah, they were cool too. Him and his wife,
but not
the Alison Brie,
biggest sock
from Glow.
Well, no, wait. Seriously, Alison Brie and
Dave Franco are married. Yeah.
My heart just exploded into puppies.
You didn't know that.
I did not know that.
And the picture of the three of us together. Yeah. Did you see that one?
No, I didn't know that they were married. I love her.
Yeah. And we actually have a special guest online. I'm going to put her on. You can get a chance to plug her. Below the Belt Show.
Wrong number.
Is this a surprise guest?
I think we have a surprise guest right now. Well, you know what? Let's go ahead and why don't you introduce yourself, caller?
Hello. This is the Golden Child, a.k.a. Patrick Michael Strange.
How you doing?
You got something special to say tonight?
Had a call in because I have to show mad, crazy love. A lot of hugs going through this phone to my girl, Becky Taka. What's good?
Oh, hey, man. I'm so glad you called.
Happy birthday, girl.
Nice little surprise there, huh?
That's a good surprise. Thank
you. Yes.
Yeah, I almost forgot. I wanted to call in a lot earlier, but Al reminded me to, like, you know, say what's good, and so I had to do it because I love you. Much love on your birthday. Feliz cumpleaños, amigo.
Feliz cumpleaños.
Aww, thank you, sir.
Patrick Michael Strange, throughout your show, because we actually got to work collab a little bit together. We helped each other do our shows at the New York Comic Con.
Oh, yes, most definitely, man. Shout out to Below the Belt, my man, Alice.
Yeah,
good
man.
Good people, man.
Thank you.
We had a lot of fun at New York Comic Con.
Wasn't it cool?
Collaborate again.
Please.
We got a lot of stuff popping off.
Yeah.
So very excited, man. Y'all are good people.
You must have forgot to call me at the DC in DC thing. I had no idea that event was
even. Hey, man, you know, things get crazy, man. I didn't get the call to go to the, you went to the SAG After Awards.
Yeah, I did.
Was it the Emmys? Not the Emmys.
I went to the Grammys as well, yeah.
The Grammys.
I know.
What are you talking about, Clay?
I know.
He's calling you out.
Oh, you're right.
but I ain't got nothing below for all y'all. Below the Belt is the joint.
Thanks, man.
Becky Taka, man, I love you, girl.
Aw, that's sweet.
You, man.
Yo, Patrick Michael Strange, we got to have you in studio sometime soon.
Oh, I can't wait, man. But much love to y'all. Y'all have a good time.
You man, too. Thanks for calling, man.
You can throw out the link for your it's youtube.com/.
I appreciate it, man. Appreciate the love. If y'all want to get your pop culture fix, man, we drop shows every week. We have nothing but content coming at you. Trailer reactions to films, interviews, and all the comics picks. It's youtube.com/NewReleaseWednesday, NewReleaseWednesday, if I can spell Wednesday correctly.
Nice.
New Release Wednesday, man. Appreciate the love, y'all.
Hey, great show you got going on, man. Thanks for calling in, Mr. Strange.
No doubt.
Dr. Strange.
Take care.
Peace.
Below the belt.
Nice.
Deuces.
All right, that's Patrick Michael Strange, a friend of ours here in Below the Belt Show, and a good friend of Becky Taka's.
He did an interview with Tess and I at Baltimore Comic Con.
Oh, good.
It was pretty funny.
Nice. That was a surprise, right? You didn't expect that one.
Yeah, it was a good
one.
Surprise.
Good?
That was a pleasant surprise.
Nice.
A couple more.
Let's see. Any fans of Legion?
What?
I actually did like Legion.
Season 2 will be returning on April 3rd.
Oh, okay, cool. I did like that show.
That is a fantastic show.
Yeah.
He's a good actor.
Yeah, he's really good.
He's a really good actor.
And I love some Aubrey Plaza. She is amazing. I loved her in Mike and Dave need Wedding Dates.
Okay, Aubrey Plaza is pretty amazing.
She is amazing. Ingrid Goes West.
I can't get over Dave and
oh, we are popping tonight.
I think we got our social media queen.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Below the Belt Show. Hey, Lauren, we're going to put you on the air. All right, guys, we have our special guest of the evening, guys. She's amazing. I got to hang out with her at Sundance last year. She's a social media influencer. Check her out on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. My God, she's all over the place. phenomenal actress. She's got this great web series called Appland. She's on the line right now. Lauren Francesca.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, thank Lauren.
You for that intro.
Good to have you on Below the Belt Show. And wow, it's good to have you on radio. We always actually get to see you, but now we actually get to hear you on radio. So that's cool. I got to say, Lauren, I love Appland.
Thank you.
It's fantastic. How did you come up with the premise of the show?
I was thinking about a female-driven show that I could do because as an actress, it's so hard to get cast in things that aren't, you know, male-driven. So I saw that the new female CEO was like an up-and-coming thing, and I thought that could be a really cool character to do a show with. And then at the same time, YouTube was doing women in comedy, and I submitted the project, and it got in. So I was able to shoot 8 episodes at the YouTube space.
I thought the 8 episodes were fantastic. You even touched on something that's going around Hollywood now, the hashtag MeToo movement. Talked about some of the sexual harassment in the workplace.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because when we wrote it, we wrote the pilot before the MeToo movement happened.
Did you really?
Okay. Yeah, we did. Because we wanted to show that this is something women have to deal with. And then a week later, everything started to happen, and we're just like, oh, my God.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. So it wasn't Harvey Weinstein. It was Appland that started it off.
Yeah.
You're ruining people's lives.
I know. I got to say, Lauren, I saw some actors of color in Appland. I was like, damn, I could have done that role.
Well, I wanted you to do one of the roles. I called you because I saw you were in New York.
I was.
Like, oh, my God. Yeah, I was going to have you play one of the investors.
Oh man. Wouldn't that have been awesome? I would have been part of Lauren Francesca's how many Twitter followers and how many Facebook followers do you have right now?
A lot. I'm almost at 2 million on Facebook, so make sure you all add me. I want my Lauren. Help me get there.
I want my Lauren on all your social medias, so it's easy to find you. I got to ask, what's the secret for your social media followers? I mean, I know you do content daily, it seems.
Yeah. Yes, I do. The secret, secret is just, connecting with people. And, you know, when I do my streams, I make sure to connect with my audience and do things that they want to watch. So from just doing that, it's been able to grow, which has been really amazing. And I've met some really awesome people from doing videos. I'm in the internet community. But at the same time, I am an actress. So it's definitely a really cool thing to get to be at this place where I can produce my own content.
Lauren.
It's really cool.
Lauren. Okay, so this is Lion Beckwith. Okay, and I have to step in for 1 second. So it has nothing to do with the fact that you're a gorgeous female.
You looked her up. Yeah.
With a great body, right? Okay, come on, let's keep it real, okay?
Well, let me tell you guys, I have a lot of gorgeous female friends who will call me up daily just to be in my videos. So I don't think it has to do with being totally gorgeous, although I think that definitely helps. But even if you're making amazing content, it's like no one could possibly see it sometimes. So it's just kind of knowing what to do to kind of get those people out there. But I can tell you that just being good looking doesn't really help because there's so many good-looking people. There's so much competition.
It's true.
You know what? You're right because I'm extremely good-looking.
I only have
4,000 followers. So you're right. You're right. Yeah. I agree.
Here's the YouTube, guys. I want my Lauren, youngest female CEO, is episode 1 if you want to catch up. We're looking
Thank
at your YouTube page right now. And you actually have videos of you reviewing the latest Super Bowl trailers, including Star Wars Han Solo, Star Wars Story, which I am so stoked about. You actually did that one in your Princess Leia slave bikini outfit.
Yes.
Right, and no one followed because of that, I'm sure.
I love it.
Nerds and cocoa butter. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, snap. I heard that. Yes.
Well, I love Star Wars, and I'm excited. I'm very excited for the next one. It's definitely a cool culture to be a part of, because it's you know, a never ending saga. It's very inspirational for filmmakers. So
I'm excited about the film. You mentioned you are a comic book and sci-fi Star Wars fan.
Oh yeah.
I mean, she was just in the outfit.
I guess you have to be
a huge fan to be in that outfit.
I guess so. I know it's kind of cliche, but yeah. Yeah, but you know, this Han Solo story is really exciting. You mentioned Childish Gambino in your review. Phenomenal singer and actor, and I'm curious what he can bring to the Lando Calrissian role. And Alden Ehrenreich, not really familiar with his work, but I think he's got the look down for young Han Solo, so...
Yes.
So we'll still have to see what happens. What else were your, some of your favorites from the Super Bowl?
I really like the Tide commercial. Did you watch the Tide commercial?
Yeah. Yes.
With the Stranger Things guy?
Yeah, yes. David Harbour. Yeah, he was great.
Yeah. It definitely was an interesting game. I mean, to be honest with you, after watching Tom Brady and his son kiss, like, that's all I could think about whenever I heard his
So, now we're talking about the you know how some parents and their families kiss their kids on the lips. It's a little controversial with some, but Tom Brady actually kissed his son on the lips, right?
Yeah, it was cute. It was definitely very cute.
Yeah, see, that's how I view it. I have a son, and you know, granted, my son probably would try to fight me if I did. It's still my son, you know. So I can't. Right, it's my son, you know.
And it's okay if they're kids, but when they're adults, like I'm not going to name my friend and put them on the spot, but she actually has a wedding picture. She's in her beautiful bridal gown, and she's kissing her father on the lips.
I don't see nothing wrong with that.
Is this something? I don't know. She's an adult woman, though.
You don't have kids. You know, I have kids. Right. I love my kids. You know what I mean? Right. So I kiss my kids wherever the hell I want. You know what I mean? It's my kids,
right.
You know?
Okay.
You know, and I'm a very protective father at the same time, you know? Mm. So I don't see anything wrong with it, you know? I mean, your kids may feel awkward because, you know, they're kids. They're going to feel like that.
Yeah.
But at the same token, I love them so much that it's just not awkward to me.
Okay.
You know?
That's fair. So Lauren, I got to talk about, we touched about it on the hashtag MeToo movement, but during your, as a social media influencer, have you ever had to deal with any really bad people, like anything weird with fans?
With my fans?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I mean, I definitely have been at conventions and gotten grabbed by people.
What?
Yeah, and I don't know if you ever saw, I did a video for Playboy that I was at a comic book convention, and they basically had a body camera on me and just videoed all the guys who kind of, like, some people were really nice to take pictures, but then some guys were, like, groping me as they, like, you know, so they kind of, like, were doing this, like, exposed piece on it.
Mm.
So that kind of happened. I mean, I've had fans that got married, which is really cool. One of my fans married this girl who I was friends with on Facebook, and they have a kid, and they live in Florida now. So
a lot of good has come out of it.
Yes, a lot of great has come out of the internet stuff.
Yeah.
In my old house, I've had people show up here, so that was a little creepy.
Well, Lauren, listen, next time you go to one of these conventions, again, this is Lion. I will gladly go with you, and I promise you no one will touch you inappropriately if I'm beside you.
There you go. That's what's up.
Yeah.
And throw in Al Soto, too. I'll keep an eye out, too.
Yeah, that's not going to scare nobody.
you son of a bitch. I am a black belt. But anyway. Undercover brother, man, you know.
But no, Lauren, I do admire the fact that you're really
combining, because the fact of the matter is that even though that you're pretty, people not seeing how much that you do behind the scenes for your own name and branding per
se.
Yeah,
your branding is brilliant.
And I my hat's off to you on that because, you know, I mean, you definitely show that it's, there is combinations of brains and beauty. So good job on that.
Yeah.
Guys.
Yeah, I'm reading here that you actually have a pre-med degree or a biology degree?
Biology, yeah, I was pre-med in college.
That's, and I did psych and pre-med as my undergrad. That's crazy.
Oh, cool, yeah. So we both didn't. Did you go to medical school?
I did not, obviously. I'm here on Below the Belt Show. I went a master's in information systems. I saw, and you also graduated magna cum laude.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I was president of my honor society. I did all types of, and the women's association. So I was very into everything at school.
I got my degree in G-string. Okay, if that helps. Any. No, okay.
I mean, I love it.
I was a male exotic dancer for years, so you know, I felt like I played the part of being a master.
I do subscribe to your live videos, Lauren, I gotta admit. But one thing that trips me out is some of these comments that your fans are leaving on your videos. Do you read some of these crazy comments?
No, I ignore the bad ones. there was one comment I got last week from a woman, and it was just so mean that I had to delete it. But usually I'm just oh my God, I haven't even met you.
That's not fair.
You gotta have haters. You gotta have haters. If you don't have haters, you're doing something wrong.
Oh, you do have haters.
Oh yeah, I have lots of haters. I have this program that shows me everyone that looks at my Instagram page, and half of them aren't following me. Why aren't you following me? You're just stalking my page every day.
See, that's not fair.
Yeah, it's just why? So, but they give me more views.
I hate you for being you.
Now, there's this article that came out about social media stars becoming actors and actresses, you're both. But I think it was Emma Thompson. I think Emma Thompson. She had talked very negatively how a lot of people are casting social media stars instead of actors. What are your thoughts on that as someone that does both?
I'm in the place where there was a viral web series that I auditioned for in 2008. So before the big internet boom of huge internet stars. So I got in this huge web series and it was crazy. I was on 2020. So as an actor, I came into it, but then I saw people that were making different types of videos, more vloggy types of videos. And it's hard because actors have trained their whole lives, and a lot of these kids have it. Plus, they go through this period of when you get so famous so quickly on the internet, it's you're a diva. You're making hundreds and thousands of dollars a day. A lot of these kids who are getting the big roles, so it is hard. But it's a slow thing, and it hasn't kind of hit really mainstream media yet. And I hope it does, because there are a lot of YouTubers that are talented. It's just,
that's true.
When you're someone with millions of followers, sometimes you're going to get people who haven't acted at all.
Yeah, Emma Thompson's criticism was the young actors that can't act and only get cast due to the social media following. That was her beef, I guess.
I feel production companies more and more, they look at that stuff. They look at people's star meter. They look at that. So when they come in an audition, it's it's kind of they're getting picked. So
I'm not mad at it. I'm gonna be honest with you. I will tell you, I am a great actor.
very modest. He's very modest.
I am one of the best actors. And by the way, I'm a really, really great actor. And so but the thing of it is honestly, at some point it's strategic. At the end of the day, they're trying to sell tickets. Someone has a huge following that equals ticket sales.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now, I'm not saying make this person the lead and have them playing Abraham Lincoln or some serious Martin Luther King, or anything like that. But by all means, I would put them in my movie because I know that's going to equal out to ticket sales. Right. That's just strategic. That's business. Is that not business? Has that not always been the way it has? That's why we put popular Hollywood actors in movies. You know, the Rock was put on Star Trek in the very beginning. Why? He had a huge following. He had millions and millions of fans, right? That was even before Instagram or whatever like that. So it's always been a business thing, you know?
Yeah, ultimately.
Well, it's more to show, like, that you have charisma and you can, like, you know, you can connect with people.
There you go.
And so, yeah.
But I'm going to interject. Because as someone who was a trained makeup artist and went to school in Los Angeles for makeup artistry, you know, you have these, like, insta-famous makeup artists, and people, like, productions will hire them, and they'll come on set and not even know what the fuck to do. And they have no set experience. They don't know how to work on anyone else's faces besides their own. And, you know, followers don't always equal... you know, like content, like good, you know, like good following.
See, I feel like that's kind of different, though. I mean, when you're talking about skill.
That's a technical skill.
That's a technical skill. I'm talking about someone that. Because let's be honest with you. If someone's following you, it's because either one, they like your personality, they like what you're saying, they like your content, they like your look. Is that not a lot of what actors are?
I don't care how many followers Logan Paul has. He is not in my fucking movie.
Logan Paul. That's a good person he brought up.
Is that the tall white guy?
That's the guy who posted a video of someone committing suicide.
Lauren, you got something interesting to say about Logan Paul, don't you?
Well... I met Logan once, and he was really nice. That's all I can say. I don't know. Everyone does make mistakes, and he's young. He's really young, so hopefully he learns from them. You know.
That was a great political answer, Lauren. I'm so proud of you. Good job.
And I met him, too.
You have a future in politics.
I met Logan at the New York Comic Con. He was promoting his film, The Thinning, with the other actress. I forgot her name, but stellar actress. And this is a part of YouTube's Red platform. And, again, super nice guy.
I think he's charismatic.
Very charismatic.
Look. I mean, I would put...
He made a mistake.
I would put a movie, and we've all made mistakes.
Yes.
Like, granted, that's a huge, stupid, idiotic mistake.
But it's like, if you watched any of the videos where he was actually in Japan, and as somebody who is, like, a big fan of the culture and a big fan of, you know, respecting other cultures, like, he went in there and he acted like a fucking asshole. So disrespectful, and just did it for all of his, like, impressionable young fans. So then when his fans go over there, they're going to go over there and think that it's okay to act like that. Or any of the countries that he's been to. So now what? Fuck him.
So angry.
Mic drop. I'm done.
So angry. She just dropped the mic.
Lauren, have you ever regretted something you posted on social media that was maybe a little controversial? You tend to sway away from that.
I tend to swing away from any kind of controversy. Just because, like, people get very upset emotionally about things, and it's just, you don't really want to go to a specific side of anything. I mean, there has been things that I have felt passionate about, but it's hard to kind of talk about that to your audience.
Yeah, but then you look at someone like, I don't know if you're familiar with Nicole Arbour?
Yes.
Super controversial posts, but gets lots of likes and lots of follows. She just has to deal with a lot more, I guess, the polarizing comments. But
you know what? It's all about the approach. Because
Lauren's another one.
I just had a meeting with a brand ambassador, you know, like a brand major, you know, that's trying to build my brand. And he's like, you have to go one extreme or the other. Either you have to stay super clean, or you have to go right at, like, controversial, you know? So,
okay.
That's what he says. He said you have to make your decision. Because he went through my stuff, and he's like, well, if you're going to go super clean, you got to get rid of this. Like, and I'm like, wow. You know, and
people
it was
have
just,
to either love you or hate you. They have to feel right. very strongly one or the
right.
other.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I think everybody loves Lauren because, of course, your name is I Want My Lauren, so... It's very fitting.
And you got the sexiest ankles I've ever seen.
What?
Woo, girl, them ankles.
Yes, yeah. Lauren's super hot. Of course, we got to meet at Sundance. You didn't make Sundance this year, did you?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Well, we'll both be back next year.
Lauren, I'm going to follow you on Instagram. I'm lying back with goddamn it. You better follow me back.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
I ain't like that okay.
Lauren, if you could do a little promo for us. Let us know who you are. You're listening to Below the Belt Show. Throw out one of your catchphrases or plugs at the end.
Okay. What's going on? I'm Lauren Francesca. I'm an actress, and I do a lot of social media, like a crazy amount. Make sure you follow me everywhere. I Want My Lauren. And yeah, this is Lauren Francesca, and you're listening to Below the Belt.
Yes!
Woo!
That was awesome.
Good job, buddy. I'm proud of you.
Lauren, thanks so much, and hope to catch you in LA next time I'm there. I missed you last time.
Yeah, definitely. Hit me up. Bye, guys. Nice to meet you all.
You okay. too. Awesome.
All right, peace. Bye-bye. Bye. The amazing, beautiful social media influencer and awesome chick, Lauren Francesca. That was awesome. Nice.
Becky, we gotta watch. We got Becky's a firecracker. She's
Becky. You got your coat on your bags. Do we have to excuse you?
I don't know. I was gonna try and find a time to sneak out, but it
that's
just
what I'm saying. Yeah,
it just didn't happen.
Oh, we're got a few more minutes. If you want to hang out for. Five more minutes.
I can do 5 more minutes.
You can do 5 more minutes. Well. Let's do a couple more minutes. Other TV news. I don't know if you're a fan of Once Upon a Time, but that show is calling it quits with the current 7th season.
I mean, they were just trying. Wow.
They were struggling. They went to Friday nights, and Friday nights is not a good time.
That's the one about the fables, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, have it's you tuned into it?
I've actually never seen it, but yeah, it's
I watched it in the beginning. Yeah, and I just it kind of died.
It was
off
good
me.
For maybe like 3 seasons out of the 7. Right. Kind of like Supernatural. I'm waiting for them to cancel Supernatural.
No, don't say such things.
Oh, sorry.
I love Supernatural, even though they
that show's been on forever.
It has, but you know what? But it's sad because they're really like drawing at anything.
I
now.
Mean, Jensen
like I feel
Apples
like they don't care anymore.
He's already started a bar or something. He has like his own brewery now. Like they're already making plans to get out. Like,
but you know what? If you look at the show, they're already starting their spinoffs because like they're going to have Wayward Sisters, Women of Wayward, or something like that. And they keep coming up with these characters, the young characters, that they're going to
But it's not
clearly they're going to make spinoffs.
It's not going to be the brothers, so who cares?
I would tune in just to see because the thing of it is Supernatural is just a cool show and within itself. Like if you like Supernatural stuff, you know what I mean? It's like the X-Files for the modern generation.
Like how many more Supernatural occurrences? Like the devil's died and come back like 8 times in that show.
Yeah.
Like.
Done that.
Well, hopefully they come up with new content because they are struggling right now.
Five or something? Like I just like I don't know. I just like does it jump the shark and then like grow the beard again? Like what does it like die and come back?
They've
like,
definitely jumped the shark a few times.
Okay, then they just jump right
I
over
mean,
that
they
shark.
Made,
keep
they
going.
Made friends with the shark at this point.
Okay,
like,
I'm surprised it's been on this long. That's all.
It's a great show and it has a huge fan
just,
following.
Like,
yeah, it's amazing
just,
though.
You gotta know when to
Bones
hold
just
them
finally
and
ended.
When to fold
and then here's another thing. They try to do their individual
mm-hmm. acting careers, and it went horribly.
Well, so they don't need any
they
more
figured
money.
It's best to do horribly. Supernatural. Yeah.
Right,
let,
because
let Jensen have his brewery and retire.
Yeah, Jensen, Valentine's Day? It just mm-hmm. he jumped out there with that, and the other one jumped like and yeah. they just flopped in a box office. So Supernatural, you got with your bread and butter, and mm-hmm. I mean I am fans of them.
I think they're mm-hmm. amazing. I just think that like it's better to die with dignity than to like just be canceled or something.
Yeah,
that's fair. Yeah. Arnold Schwarzenegger is going to be coming back to television. Isn't that crazy? He'll star and executive produce an event
Speaking
series.
Of things that need to die, no.
Come on now. It's currently in the works at Amazon, so he's going to be part of the Amazon family.
He wasn't lying.
And
he
it's a
back.
Western. It's a Western titled Outrider. You know what?
Okay.
I like Westworld, but it's Western with a sci-fi twist. I don't know. Yeah. I think the Western is kind of a dead genre. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's why Westworld was so good, because it wasn't.
Right. It wasn't a traditional Western. Right. That's what made it great.
Right. It's all about the way you do it, though.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, any genre works if you do it correctly.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Because there were some great. I mean, what was that movie, Tombstone or whatever?
Well, yeah, Tombstone came out like 20 some years ago.
Yeah,
But I'm just saying, like Western movie, like something.
Well, like
that you
like the show Deadwood.
Great.
That was an awesome mm-hmm. show.
Right, that's
and
what
that
I'm saying.
Was
done mm-hmm. right. You know what I mean? You know, come on.
Yeah. Reality TV news. The Rock will be adding another reality show. My gosh. This guy does everything. He already has balls HBO. He's on every major action movie that's, you know, I mean, you just did Jumanji.
But
he's going to do
but
Skyscraper.
You know what?
He's like, man, slow down.
Slow down. So his new right. show is called The Titan Games.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be hosting the show. It's a 10-episode competition series that will test everyday people as they offer them the chance to compete in epic head-to-head challenges to test mind, body, and heart.
I'm in.
You're
mind
in?
And body. I love
that. Oh, okay. You like you the rock and body,
yes.
Right?
Body, yes.
Yeah. Would the rock get it?
What?
Well, I can tell you who's not now.
Oh, wow. What about Roman Reigns?
Who is that?
That's the Rock's cousin.
You see, you probably never seen him then.
That's okay.
Okay.
I like The Rock.
Okay. Because, you know, they say me and Roman Reigns look a lot alike. So
okay.
I'm just saying that you just should, like, shave everything, put some of those, like, tribal tattoos on and call it a night.
Oh, okay. Shave, huh?
Are you talking about, like, The Rock?
Yeah.
No.
No.
I happen to like me. I happen to like linebacker.
I'm talking about tonight's plans. I don't know what you're doing after that.
Oh, yeah, for her, right. Exactly, right.
You could have both, right?
Right.
I could,
you know.
Okay.
Just give me
or
that
just,
Brahma
I mean, if you
want to
get with
on.
The nerd girl, do that Khal Drogo thing.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy. Oh, my gosh. No, this is crazy. There was a missing persons ad. Put up for a reality star that's on. She's not a reality star that's
this.
On The Bachelor.
Yeah.
She's like in the running. I guess she's one of the top girls or whatever, but she hasn't been answering her cell phone. So her mom posted a missing persons ad.
That's
do
hilarious.
People
and her
still
name's
watch
Becca
that show?
M. The Bachelor has its viewers. People still watch that show. It's crazy.
People
crazy.
Desperate enough.
Yeah.
I
but
got like eight other things I could be doing.
She's alive and well. She's definitely alive and well. Unfortunately, there is an actual person that's missing, and that's Ariel Cabell's missing sister, Julia Cabell. Ariel Cabell, you might know her from 50 Shades Freed. She was in 90210. She was in a couple other projects, but
has that movie not come out yet, 50 Shades Freed? No.
Yeah.
Isn't that not – that movie hasn't even come out yet. 50
Shades
Freed.
50 Shades Freed comes out this Friday.
So
we met and chilled with one of the actors.
Who's we?
Me and you.
Oh, which one, son?
The
Max.
From Max.
Max.
Yeah. Max Martini.
Max Martini, yes.
Yeah. How Celebrity Soto forget that?
Hey, man. We did. We worked on set.
Probably because he was in a 50 Shades movie.
Oh, well, there you
go. That could be it,
but
too.
But he was
a
real cool dude. He was awesome.
We hope Ariel finds her sister, Julia. That's certainly sad. And some rest in peace for Frasier star John Mahoney. He died at the age of 77. He was in the father of Martin Crane, who was played by Kelsey Grammer. And we talked about this last week, but Mark Salling, that's certainly really sad that he took his own life after being discovered with...
I got opinions on that one, too.
Yeah, lots of child porn on his hard drive.
I say let him go.
Let him go.
Let him go. Trash takes itself out.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, suicide is not the answer, except for that case.
Wow.
So, sadly, I kind of agree.
He is definitely I mean, obviously he's troubled, but he did not rape or abuse anyone. These are just
no,
images.
But
right.
He perpetuated it, and right. He, you know, probably paid for the films, or you know, he is part of the problem that, you know, makes these kinds of films like made.
Yeah.
So if you take care, you know, take out the people that are requesting these sorts of
it's
things and trading them around, then you can, you know.
And that's how I look at it overall. Like, I look at them as sick people.
Yeah.
I mean, sick individuals. And
he wasn't
going to
get cured.
If you were to have a dog or a cat that was sick, what do? You usually put them to sleep, right?
He just saved a lot of people some taxpayer money.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, it's still tragic nonetheless. I mean,
it's tragic for his family.
His family, yeah.
That's the only people that I feel bad for is that they, you know, through no fault of their own, had a monster living among them.
Yeah.
And it was his girlfriend that sold him out, too. I guess one of the ex-girlfriends,
he showed her
stuff, and she was like, oh, hell no.
That's horrible, right?
You know, I was like, bye.
I can't keep silent.
That's
about
probably,
that, right.
But you think about it. That's probably the last person you want to show.
Right, that's right. A deal breaker.
Like, this is why my penis don't get hard for you because you don't look like this
snap.
Little kid. You know, so at what point? Why would you?
Wow, dude!
How stupid are you?
Was it actually that he like willingly showed it to her, or did she find him?
I was under the assumption because I tried to not give a shit as much as possible about that case. But I was under the assumption that he showed her. It could be different. It could be that she found it, but
yeah, because that seems like I can't imagine it.
Either way,
that's a hard pill to swallow, right?
Yeah,
like, babe, the reason my penis doesn't get hard for you is because look at Johnny.
You're about 12 years too old.
Right, exactly.
Right.
Or more like you're about 22 years too old.
I was about to say the ages of the children were between 2 and 7, and that's
that's horrible. I think
it's
the guy from Subway, I think these girls were like 16 or 15 or 16.
I mean,
but
have
still.
You seen 16-year-olds nowadays?
I'm about to say that's
like,
a lot better.
Right, that's that's mostly
I'm not trying
an
to
adult.
Sound bad, but that's a lot better than 2 to 7.
A 16-year-old has an adult's body.
Right.
You know, they're just not there
mentally.
Right.
But like a baby?
Baby, literally a baby.
Like,
yeah.
No, I'm glad he's dead. Fuck him.
Right.
Wow.
I can't even imagine, like, well, I guess it's a good thing that I can't even imagine getting
right.
any sort of sexual.
Like, I get like, yeah, like my stomach
sick.
Feels queasy
yeah.
thinking about things.
Let's
like,
move,
like,
let's
I can't
move
even,
on to the next
a virgin,
topic.
Right, like, I was having this conversation earlier. Like, I wouldn't get turned on by a virgin because I'm like, at the end of the day, you don't know what you're doing. You know what I mean? You know.
Mm-hmm. Even if she's of age.
Right.
Even
that's
if she's hot and of age.
Listen.
He don't want to be that guy.
I like some skill set, and I'm not like, I'm not like, and then here's the thing. Have you ever been with and this is going to sound so bad, but have you ever been with a female that's like used to smaller built guys? Like you're there forever. You're like, you're killing them with every centimeter going in. So I don't have that type of time. Okay? Like,
in other words, you're gonna you'll split her in half, basically.
Right, I'm not
way
saying
too
like
much
I'm the
you
biggest
I,
guy.
I know, right?
But I'm just saying,
this is
like,
crazy.
Listen,
I mean,
not saying
no, I'm
not like
length
huge.
Now, I know girth. Like, I don't even know. I don't need to know.
You don't like the girth, man.
I'm just, listen.
Oh, this is crazy.
We said why, I'm saying why. Okay. So, bottom line is, how could you? Okay, I'm done. Moving on.
A couple more things to wrap up, guys. Spice Girls are getting back together for a reunion tour.
If you want
to
be mine,
we'll take them to the U.S. They posted this very viral, popular photo that made rounds all over the internet. And every fan of the Spice Girls
middle
are very
school,
excited.
Middle school Becky's excited.
They still look beautiful. My God.
Well, yeah, that's what
every
money and plastic
them.
Surgery will get you.
I don't know. I don't know if they've had plastic surgery.
Oh, yeah, they have.
No?
No, yeah, a little okay. Botox here,
maybe
a little
Botox,
injection there.
Which one's Botox
the
is a little different.
Which one's the one in the lower right?
That's Scary Spice.
That's not Scary
that's
Spice.
No, wait. Scary
There's
Spice
no
was
way
a
on
black
that's
girl.
Scary
Spice, Spice Ginger Spice, Baby Spice.
Scary Spice was black, for one thing.
Well, her hair's
right. Right.
I think it is Scary Spice.
Was she just light
hair.
Skin?
Yeah.
Like,
she's light skin.
That's real light skin.
That's
though.
Really. Posh. That's like a blonde girl.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she looks like Malibu Barbie.
Right. Right.
Yeah, but that's certainly. No, it says Melanie Brown.
Because I recognize Sporty.
Sporty. We've got a.
Scary Spice was a black girl. Who is that girl?
Right. Yeah.
Then, no, that's just
that's,
scary.
It says Melanie Mel B. Brown. Yeah,
that's just
her.
Scary. That's not Scary Spice.
But yeah, they're going on tour, so that's pretty exciting. Unlike Lady Gaga, who had to cancel the rest of her tour due to medical reasons.
She's got, what is it? Endometrium? No, no. Cystic? No, hold on. I mm-hmm. know what she has, and I can't think of it.
Fibromyalgia?
Fibromyalgia, yeah. Yes, that one, that nerve disorder.
That's exactly what it is. She suffered from pain that has impacted her ability to perform live.
I have a lot of friends that suffer from that, and that what they go through on a daily basis, I can't even imagine.
Yeah, so get well, Lady Gaga. Lana Del Rey doing fine after police arrested a man, apparently tried to kidnap her at one
That's
of her shows.
Disturbing.
On Friday night at the Amway Center in Orlando, apparently he was trying to stalk and attempting to kidnap Lana Del Rey with a weapon. But he remains in jail. And
what was her bodyguard doing at that time?
Exactly, right? Seriously. This
Whoever
is
she hired is fired.
Seriously.
How do you make a conscious decision to kidnap a grown person?
I know, like, seriously, right?
I'm going to get you, and I'm going to make you.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure rational thought probably wasn't really high on right, that like, person's list of skills.
When you wake up, I'm going to kidnap someone.
I think he woke up a few mornings and was like, I'm going to kidnap her this day. And then it just kind of kept going every day.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I mean, it's nice to have goals in life, I guess.
Nice to have goals
in
life.
Well, he failed that goal. Yeah.
And celebrity wedding news, John Stamos of Fuller House and Full House got married a second time. Of course, you
I'm
know
about to say.
He was married to Rebecca Romijn.
He's just now getting married?
Yeah. Well, you know, he was he divorced Rebecca Romijn.
They were together for a long time.
Yeah. And he's actually, his fiancée is actually pregnant. So,
that's why they get married.
That's probably why they're getting married.
John Stamos
is
one of those guys that you feel like should have made it further.
Yeah.
He has a great look. You know what I mean? He has a great look.
Other than the sitcoms, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Like
I could see him being like
movies.
A James Bond. Or
but he never,
He did a bunch of TV, though. Like, he was in some other TV. I think he just stuck with TV. I don't think he ever
But
made
you know,
yeah.
But it's not like... Okay, so Full House was one thing. I never seen him like evolve past Full House.
Yeah,
that's a good point. He did Scream
did he
Queens.
ER?
Yeah. Oh, ER. That's a good example.
Yeah,
but still, yeah,
he
okay.
still never got.
You think
up
he could have been a movie?
Sean, well, look at. Let's be honest.
I guess that might be.
Or Golden
I'm far
Age
from homosexual, but he's a great looking guy. You know what I mean? He has a great
Another thing
acting.
You know about Lion,
huh? Acting, you know. And she looked at my crotch when you said that.
Your crotch is literally right at my
okay,
eye line.
My
hand is right,
okay,
right in front of
I'm
me.
Sorry. All right,
that's probably a
Listen, I don't want no Harvey Weinstein.
Hashtag me too up in here.
Hashtag me too. Fucking talk.
I just feel like he should have. He's one of those people that I imagine going further. That's all.
Well, that's probably
just like the guy from Renegade. Remember the
oh Lorenzo Lamas.
Lorenzo Lamas.
Okay,
Lamas.
You thought
like they have that look that you would just think that
it's maybe the acting ability.
Yeah,
maybe it is.
Well,
John
range.
Stamos
range.
is a good actor. Now the other guy, Renegade,
he was good in Scream Queens. He was one of the stars.
Well, that's probably a trap that like that whole typecasting trap is probably something that's really really hard to get out of.
Yeah,
because he played a goofy character on a goofy sitcom
for
so long.
Right.
I mean, y'all seen BoJack? You see how that goes?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And he doesn't even have a horse's
BoJack.
Head.
BoJack.
Right. And yeah. pretty much he was BoJack Horseman mm-hmm. without the sadness and existential despair.
Well, you don't know that.
But you got like people that tons despair, of people that came from goofy shows. Look at Jim Carrey. I mean,
look at him now.
Oh, dude.
Jim Carrey's not the big star he used to be.
Yeah.
But he became
a big star.
He did,
that's
then
my
look
point.
What it did to him.
Like if John Stamos would have became, I thought he was going to become. Now everybody has their fall from grace, mostly.
Yeah.
But I mean, I just thought John Stamos was one of those
but
guys.
But I think that there's so many tall, dark, and handsome type Hollywood men.
You know, you're right.
It just, you know, it just became the battle of he was doing, you know, Full House, you know, at that time. And then, like, you know, Keanu Reeves took off and did the, you know, movies instead.
Yeah, Keanu Reeves.
Zinkenack added, what's the star, Supernatural guy? So I guess you're right.
Oh, Jensen.
Because Jensen, right, because, you know, same thing.
He could have tried.
He jumped out there
and
it
failed.
Truth
be told, Keanu Reeves was someone who broke out of that mold because he could have been Bill and Ted. Forever.
Right, and he showed range. Right.
Yes.
Well, I'm not a big Keanu Reeves acting fan.
Okay.
But I'm a fan of him as a person. Yeah. Because
as a person, he's great.
Let's
not get it
twisted.
He's amazing as a person. Right. Just
you
like,
mentioned Jim Carrey.
Just like Jason Momoa. Like.
Right. I want to
give
him a hug,
person.
Too.
You want to do more than a hug.
Just, no, well, not really.
Not really.
Are you
okay?
You're right? Okay. All right. Are you grabbing
she
your
said,
pearls?
She says it's hot in here.
Right.
It's hot in here. You want to cook cupcake or something?
Right.
Let's see. Celebrity splits. Sarah Silverman and Michael Sheen, after 4 years of dating, have split, as well as Modern Family Julie Bowen and her husband, real estate investor Scott Phillips. They just filed for divorce. Celebrity
She's like a Baltimore native, isn't she?
She is from Julie Towson,
Bowen.
Maryland.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? Kylie Jenner, a new mom at 20 years old. The baby's name
is anywhere else,
Stormy.
People would just have like opinions on a 20-year-old having babies.
Mm-hmm. But because
I think
it's
that's
Kylie,
a good age. You don't think that's a good age?
Because it's Kylie?
I mean, like people are having kids like so much later nowadays. Like,
that's true.
You know, it's just like it's
so they can live their 20s, you know?
Well, yeah. Like you can't even – I mean, I guess it's a good age because it's like you don't even have to worry about – drinking, because you know you can't drink yet. So
Kylie Jenner will have nannies and stuff like
right.
that.
Right,
like
she
doesn't
have to raise them.
She will have alcohol.
Yeah, she'll have to raise them. I don't know. 20 just seems really young.
I agree. 20.
I also just turned. Like,
well,
34
I'm from the hood,
today,
and they're having kids at
24,
15. So.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it depends on where you're from, but it's just like 20. Just I don't know. It's like she's a kid.
Yeah, it's true, and she actually kept her pregnancy a secret or as much as she could.
Is she married? Is she?
Well, she's with Travis Scott, the rapper, and they're still together.
He didn't leave,
and right. Kim just had a kid too. So the Kardashian brood is growing.
Great! We'll get ready for another show.
A bunch of mixed babies.
That
goes with my theory. In 200 years, I feel like everyone's gonna look like me. I'm sorry. It's going to be mixed. How many people do you know now that's just one race?
Me.
Becky?
You're not
white.
I'm sure.
I'm one race.
I'm one race, too. Well, I have some Spanish.
You have some Spanish.
But my kids aren't, so.
See, there you go. And you don't lie. Right, exactly. And monkey see, monkey do. Right.
What?
So what there's got to be, like, different things. Because you look kind of Irish.
Yeah, Irish, Scottish.
Right. Aww. There you go. See?
But like
okay.
European. I mean,
that's still European. Yeah.
Irish and Scottish. What I'm saying is one just.
Well, is your brother white too?
Just.
Yeah. Okay.
Just
he's,
Scottish.
What's the word I'm looking for? Czech.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's like more.
Czech, please.
Yeah, more Czechoslovakian.
Right on.
And my wife's Eastern European.
There you
okay.
go.
So.
See? So case in point, 200 years, everyone will be just gorgeous.
We'll be
one beautiful
room. What about
this
beautiful room
right now?
It's
a beautiful room right now.
Mixed race.
If you
mix
everybody
in this
room,
gorgeous,
if this room was
hideous.
To have an orgy, they would come out looking like me again. So there you go.
Actually, you might be right about that one. It's a lot of crazy colors in
I was born with blue eyes and blonde hair.
I feel you. Blonde hair. That's crazy.
Yep.
I guess we should wrap, right?
Yeah. You don't. Nah. You lived your thug life last night.
We
you
did
can't
thug
rap.
Life. We got more auditions to record. Yeah. So we're gonna.
Oh, I wouldn't be there for that.
Oh no, this isn't the thug one tonight though.
We'd like to thank, of course, the lovely Lauren Francesca for calling in, and I give a shout out to another Filipino. Patrick
Wait.
Michael Strange
oh, like
for
you
calling in.
At me
she pointed
at me.
I
know.
I was like,
hold
I don't know.
Now.
I know. What?
Am I honorary Filipino today?
You could be.
Got her
but
feel
Pat,
card.
Patrick Michael Strange, Dr. Strange calling in
My
for
man.
Becky Taka's birthday here
Happy
in studio.
Birthday,
I'm
Becky.
So glad you're here for your birthday.
Thank you.
I was like, you want to come on your birthday on Below the Belt Show? You're like,
well, it's either this or I'm working on KatsuCon shit. So it's like,
oh, word?
Yeah.
That means a lot. Well, I'm glad we can make, you know, your actual day.
You'll
be celebrating this weekend.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, we have our own party that we're going to. Sparkling okay. Sparkling Garbage is going to try something different. Okay.
All right. Well, if my email sees something, I'll be available.
Although last time I was I think I was sick last show and I stayed for half the show, so I think that you have a curse. Every time you think you want to bring me on the show, I just get sick.
Aww.
Because I think that's what it is.
Okay, well, we'll have to clean those microphones. Make sure. Thank you to the general, the man with the calming presence, the most revered.
Most revered
man on Below the Belt Show, next to me, of course.
Right.
And of course,
silent strength,
Mr. Lion Beckwith. Please don't drop any bombs. Beckwith.
You only have to edit one.
Yeah, you
one
only have
time.
To edit one.
I thought I did pretty good.
I think
right?
You did pretty good. Right. And you have to shout out to your friend in studio,
Shantae.
Hey.
Shantae,
thanks for having me.
Congrats again to Philadelphia for winning
good job.
The Super
Shout
Bowl.
Shout out to the Eagles.
Eagles, fly Eagles,
Super Bowl champs.
E-A-G-L-E-S,
yes.
Eagles.
Yes.
Spells. Sorry, I'm not done.
What the hell, man? So I figured we'd end with Justin Timberlake. Guys, this is one of his early hits since he did the halftime show. At Super Bowl. This is Rock Your Body. Guys, we'll be back next week. Thanks, everybody. Happy birthday, Becky Taka.
Happy birthday, my
Thank you.
We'll see you guys next time. Until then, peace.
You had to get the mail.
Songs available only on live broadcasts on WMBC and BelowTheBeltShow.com.
Well, it has been a ill show tonight, and I think we have all learned some valuable lessons. This is your bot for the Bad Boys of Baltimore saying, until next time, keep chilling. Like a villain.
Bye, goodbye, 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 goodbye.